High school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's game is between the 6-0 Springfield Cougars and your 3-3 Strathaven Panthers.
If ball comes out, scramble for it, and the Panthers are on it. Panthers recover, terrific hustle to knock it loose. Has a man out there, Smith leaps, and it is caught for a touchdown. What a grab by Smith.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Berman's Medical Supplies, the medical supplies you need when you need them. Wilson's for all your oil and propane needs right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll and Mike Mayer.
When you watch high school football for a long time, once in a while you see something that you haven't seen in, oh, maybe a week or maybe a month or maybe a year. Once in a while you see things that hasn't happened in 22 years, and that's where Springfield was a week ago in knocking off Ridley in overtime for the first time since 1994. So here come the Springfield Cougars all of a sudden at 6-0 and tied atop the Central League standings for the first time since 2014. Walking into George L. King Field tonight against the 3-3 Panthers, looking for the upset and looking to solidify a playoff berth here in 2016. Good evening, everyone. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play tonight. Springfield and Strathaven, Battle of the Cats here at George L. King Field on a beautiful night for football. It is fantastic weather. We have certainly better weather than 7 days ago. We were up at Pencrest in the rain and the wind. But tonight it is an absolutely gorgeous night, and a night where we have combined middle school and high school bands, a terrific crowd here, and really what should be a very entertaining game against with 3-3 Strathaven, a team that a lot of people feel like could very easily be 5-1, who are feeling just as competitive as anybody in the Central League, taking on the upstart Cougars 6-0. Big win over Ridley last week, led by a stalwart defense that has held two teams this year to negative yardage on the ground and shut down Ridley last week to the tune of 34 yards in the second half to pull away and come up with a big comeback victory down on Morton Avenue. But in the meantime, here in week 7 already, Mike, the season is flying by, and bring in Mike Mayer, of course, the color commentator, engineer, who's got his hands in the air at the moment working on a buzzing sound with the soundboard. But we'll leave that to Mike to keep working. But, Mike, this should be a good one tonight if the Panthers can take care of the football.
No doubt about it. I mean, coming in, you know, Springfield last week, I think, you know, they weren't even in a Delco Times top 7 because they were undefeated, but they hadn't played anybody. So I think there was a question going into the Ridley game. And, boy, they hung with Ridley. So even if they had lost that game, might not have been quite the hoopla that was created. But still, they hung really tight with them. And that, of course, put them in a very different position this week. Haven, on the other hand, if it wasn't for bad luck, we'd have no luck at all half the time. We did end up turning the football gods in the other direction last week with Pencrest with their two fumbles on the opening kickoff and then the kickoff right after that, which gave us a 14-point lead at the beginning of the game, which Pencrest never recovered from. But, you know, we just haven't been able to close some of these games. Interboro specifically, we should have been able to close with a win. We certainly hung with Haverford and should have been able to pull that out. And, you know, and then Ridley was probably the strongest of all. But I'm sorry, we're being distracted by people in the audience who are handing us phones and stuff. In any event, I'm also trying to work on this buzzing sound, which I'm assuming is electrical from somewhere. but I haven't figured out quite where it is yet.
Look. Oh, you've managed to figure it out.
Ooh,
look
I
at
did
you.
Figure it out.
All right, it's the field mic. But in the meantime, let's talk about where the Panthers stand right now. If the playoffs were starting tonight, the Panthers would be in at 3-3. They'd be sitting, they'd be looking at a road game as a 14 seed out of, I'm sorry, as a 12 seed. Where the top 16 teams make it now at the 5A level with the reconfigured classifications here in Pennsylvania. But again, in talking about it, in projecting forward, the Panthers or any team, I believe, to hear saying this before Week 7 is really underway, that there will be 2, 4, and 6 teams at the 5A level who will probably get in. And that's based on my very rough projection so far. Anything can happen in high school football, of course. But in the meantime, the Panthers need to win at least one of their last four here.
Well,
and
yeah.
Again, with a schedule like this one, it's undefeated Springfield. Garnet Valley always tough, but with only two losses. At Radnor, and then have to wrap up with, at the moment, undefeated Marple Newtown in Week 10. The Panthers have a tall, tall order to get to 4-6, or 5-5, or better, and secure a playoff, a District 1 playoff spot. So the feeling is the Panthers are going to have to beat somebody, or maybe multiple teams that people don't think they can beat. Thankfully, the guys on the sideline tonight are feeling very good that, hey, we can compete and play with anybody. There have been a number of incredibly tight games in the Central League this year. Garnet Valley loses in overtime last week to Haverford by 6 points. Of course, the Panthers lost by 6 points to Haverford. Haverford-Ridley was a 7-point game. Springfield-Ridley was a 6-point game. So, again, this really the balance of the Central League is, and Marple is, again, kind of an unknown as
yep.
As well as they've played and undefeated, have not maybe had the level of competition through the first 5 or 6 weeks that some of these other teams have had. So they're getting tested as we speak. It is scoreless. Ridley and Marple Newtown. We'll keep you updated on scores elsewhere. But the Panthers walking in tonight have to feel like, hey, they can play with absolutely anybody in the league, and it needs to show up tonight.
And I agree, and I think the keys to the game here are consistent tackling, because they've had a problem with that all year, and change up your offense. You can, you know, the days of the wing tee running straight up the gut, we haven't had players that can do that effectively in years, and Clancy's beginning to experiment with different concepts. You know, we have a 6'9 receiver, throw a short pass to him, anything to get stopped him from playing the box, which is when they bring all the defensive men basically into a defensive stance on close to or right off the line. And now it's 10 against 7, and it's almost impossible to do anything with. Haven is going to get the ball first, by the way, as
they
he
will.
Wants the toss.
So the Panthers have won the toss. Home uniforms tonight, black jersey, silver pants, silver helmets. Captains at midfield, Evan Atsevez, Hunter Mazur, and John Hara, who are back out there. And John, again, missed most of the Pencrest game a week ago. And Springfield captains, Joe Kennedy, number 35, Dwayne Snipes, and number 56 is Dan Gluck. So, in the meantime, we're going to take a short time out, be back for the Star Spangled Banner and the opening kickoff. Week 7 football here in Delaware County. Glad you joined us live or on the archive. Be back in a moment on havenfootball.net.
Every year, nearly 6,000 teenagers go out for a drive and never come back. Just talking to them can change that. The Allstate Parent Teen Driving Contract can help. Get yours from an Allstate agent. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. It's Allstate Stand. Are you in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football, right here on havenfootball.net.
That's the 12th man, 380-plus strong, the Strathaven Marching Unit, again joined by the middle school band tonight, and again, had a terrific performance pregame, and we'll hear from them again at halftime. But in the meantime, we're going to say thank you to our friends at the Delco Times for tweeting score updates from all around Delaware County, and also to our buddies up at WNPV in Lansdale for passing along some updates from up in the Suburban 1 League and elsewhere around District 1 and District 12. Some 7 o'clock kickoffs tonight and score updates already underway. Cardinal O'Hara's on top of Lansdale Catholic 7-0. Garnet Valley on top of Pencrest 7-0 as Jacob Buttermore just ran a punt back 71 yards for a score. Jeez. Upper Darby on top of Radnor 7-0. If you're a Strathaven fan, that's a good sign. You want Upper Darby taking care of Radnor tonight. Upper Dublin on top of Plymouth White Marsh. That's on top for a battle of the in the Suburban 1 American, 7-0 Cardinals at the moment. Innerborough 15, Chester 0. Haverford on top of Harrison 7-0. And Academy Parks jumped out on Glen Mills 6-0 to start. All right, here we go. Jack Corey, one of the co-leaders in scoring in Delaware County. He and Strathaven's Emmett Thomas topped tied atop the leaderboard, 32 points apiece. But Corey has it teed for the opening kickoff halfway between the hash marks. Ready to kick it away to Hunter Mazur, Tommy Foster, and Jemai Springfield. They await near their 10-yard line. Corey approaches. The left footer has us underway. Low squib kick. It's going to take a high hop, and it's going to come to Nick O'Connor at the 25-yard line. Up the left hash, and he is belted down at the 32-yard line. Nice tackle there by Nelson Miller for the Cougars. Strathaven offense looks like this. Evan Atsevez is your senior quarterback. Senior fullback behind him, Zach Newlon, Hunter Mazur, and Makai Hill, two senior halfbacks behind him. Tight end is John Harrow. A split end is Tommy Foster. Brian Dozier is your center. Luke Healy and Rob Dubois are the guards. Lee Holbert and Ben McFetridge are the tackles. We will see Ryan Morris back in uniform tonight. That's a great sign to see 55 out there. Not sure he's not in the offensive lineup, but he will start on defense. Wing T look for the Panthers. Tight end John Harrow moves from the left to the right. And on first down, they give it to Makai Hill. Hill across the 35 out to the 37-yard line. Gain of 3 on first down. And he's wrapped up there by Dwayne Snipes and others. Defense for the Cougars has been absolutely outstanding on the season. Held Ridley to 2 scores a week ago. But as we mentioned in the opening, they had 2 teams to negative rushing yards. Upper Darby had negative 4 yards rushing for an entire game. Conestoga, negative 6. Panthers get 3 on first down, second down and 7. Give is to Newlon. He's pushing the pile for maybe a yard. Good second effort for Zach out to the 39 for 2. And it brings up third down and 5. Dan Reeves in there as a second tight end. But the front four for Springfield does a terrific job. Derek Strain, Dan Gluck, Justin Shields, and Kevin Deal do a great job holding the point of attack, and they have linebackers behind them, DeVario Clemens, David Strawley, and Snipes are the four linebackers behind them. Corners are Joe Kennedy and Vince Puppio. On third and 5, 2 wide receiver set, back to passes Atsevez, rolls to his right, fires the outside, it is complete for, I believe, a first down, and yes, they're going to give him the 46-yard line. Nice catch there for Tom Foster. It'll move the chains out to the 46. Gain of 7. Nice delivery from Evan Atsevez, and the Panthers keep the offense on the field.
Well, that was a nice pass, and it was even an expected pass. That was good.
Little hitch pattern, a little out for Tom Foster. It's his 11th catch on the season. He is split to the left of the formation on first and 10. Motion man is Hunter Mazur. They give it to him on the jet sweep. Sheds one tackle. He's got some room on the corner. Turns upfield across midfield and banged out of bounds on the far sideline near the first down sticks. We'll see where they mark it. They're going to give him the 45-yard line and a gain of 9 for Mazur on his first carry. West Point lacrosse recruit got the wheels going before he was banged out of bounds by Greg Tomasio, the free safety. Second and 1, and lots of options here for the Panthers as they move left to right here in the opening quarter. 10:34 and counting to play here in the opening quarter. We're scoreless, but the Panthers, second and 1 from the 45. Jet sweep coming. Nope, fake it this way. Back to passes. Atsevez, he's going to throw high over the head of Makai Hill. Did well just to get rid of it. Faked the jet sweep. Had single coverage out there for Foster, but terrific pass rush forced Atsevez to get rid of it, and a good decision by the senior to throw it where nobody could reach it. Third and 1. But like I said, that, you know, second down and 1, you have a lot of different options here. Third and 1 doesn't sound so terrible.
Right.
Thanks mostly to a good decision there from Atsevez. If he takes a sack there, we're having a different conversation.
Yeah, well, you know, it's amazing how much smarter you get during the year.
Atsevez, again, just thrust into the starting lineup a year ago as a junior, first-time football player. ended up as a starter on opening night. Give is to Newlon, and he plows his way to the 41-yard line. Gain of four and a Panther first down. So, again, Atsevez, if you've been listening for the last year and a half, first time ever playing football, and as came in as the backup quarterback a year ago, and halfway through the first half, ends up in game one, ends up filling in for an injured Colton Haywood, and has never relinquished the job since.
And if you read Matt Smith's article today, you know, Coach Clancy went out and started recruiting people because he has such a poor showing of athletes. And he's got some good ones.
First and 10 from the 41. Atsevez, toss play, looking for room is Makai Hill. He's got some room. 35 and down to the 32-yard line. Run the sweep to this right side before Strawley wrestles him down at the 33. Nice motion there from Hill and spread the defense out a little bit. Gain of 7. Brings up second down and a long 2. We'll call it 8, actually, for Hill. Makai, leading rusher a week ago with 94 yards and a score in the 34-6 victory over Pencrest. Second down and a long 2. They shift wing to the left is a Hill. Newlon and Mazur behind Atsevez. They give it to Newlon. Foul fullback dives straight ahead across the 30-yard line down to the 28. Five more for Newlon, and the Panthers on the move. Move the chains again. And Strathaven with this opening drive looking awfully good, Mike.
Absolutely. They're looking, you know, like a team that's got some drive and is making good blocks right now and letting guys slide who can slide, and that quick hitter was great.
Two tight end set. Give is to Makai Hill. Follows his blocker momentarily, but they have him by the shirt tail, and Hill gets maybe a yard.
Sure.
Maybe
not
a yard. Nice work there by number 5, Anthony DeVario, track him down, the senior linebacker on the stop.
Had to mention great blocking, and they just threw off a block. So what do you want to tell you?
Good work there by DeVario, and joined there by Pat Clemens. Clemens, 5'10", 185-pound sophomore in the middle of that defense. He has 3 interceptions, puts him amongst the county leaders for the Springfield defense. Speaking of that defense, they have 11 interceptions on the season so far as a defense. That's quite a showing so far. Two tight end set, T formation. Give is to Newlon, and he's going next to nowhere.
Nothing there.
Derek Strain got off his block quickly, and Newlon runs smack into number 50 tonight, and no gain there. Third down and 9. 4 down territory, I would think, here for the Panthers, as long as you don't have anything terribly negative in this part of the field.
Unless you think you can kick a field goal.
Well,
I don't know.
Panthers hoping for a little more real estate here.
I would think so.
3rd and 9.
But the might as well go for on the 4th. Let's worry about it when we get there, huh?
Atsevez brings in the play, sends Tom Foster, split to the left. The junior sets up on the left hash. Tight end to the right is John Harrar. Double wing. Atsevez points out the 7-8-man front. Motion man is Mazur. They play fake to Newlon. Back to pass under heavy pressure. And dancing away is Atsevez. He's going to scramble his way for a few. Down inside the 25 to the 24. It's going to bring up 4th down and about 5. Nice work there by Atsevez, making something out of nothing. But great pass rush from Springfield. They have not had a chance to... Atsevez has had very little chance to get any looks downfield.
He really did. I mean, we could call that a pass, a coverage force, but it really wasn't. He never had a chance to look downfield. There was something on top of him almost instantly.
4th and 6. Cougar defense needs a stop. Panthers trying to keep things moving here with 7:05 and counting to play here in the opening quarter. From the 24-yard line to Springfield, Atsevez under center. They show blitz and they come with it. Back to pass. Fires the outside. It is Joel and dropped by Foster at the 15-yard line. Foster had his hands on it, couldn't squeeze it, and the Panther drive stalls at the 24-yard line. Tough break there for the Panthers, and now the defense will have their hands full with the Springfield offense. Johnny Finelli is your quarterback. Jaden McKenzie is your tailback. Dwayne Snipes is the fullback. Joe Kennedy and David Strawley, wide receivers. Justin Shields, your center. Derek Strain and Alex Pinto, the guards. Mike Ward and Dan Gluck are the tackles. But Springfield will feature as many as 51 different formations they've used this year. So we will see where they start here. Receivers are split. Single setback, 2 tight ends, and here we go. Under center is Finelli. 3-step drop. Looking out to his left, he fires. It is complete and wrestled out of bounds near the 30-yard line is number 20, Jack Spence. All right, so 1st and 10. Nice play there for Finelli. Just get the ball out of his hands, and good delivery there to Spence. Brings up 2nd down and about 5. Panther defense, meant to get to them in just a moment here. Springfield huddles, and then sends two receivers to the right, one to the left. Fullback offset to the left, and the give is to Jaden McKenzie, and he is wrestled down by Lee Holbert. Holbert slings him for a loss back at the 27, rather. Loss of two on the play, and Lee Holbert on the stop. Holbert joined up front by Brandon King, Rob Dubois, and John Harrah. Inside backers are Ryan Morris and Ethan Belleville. Outside backers, Makai Hill and Jake Fisher. Jemiah Springfield, Tommy Foster on the corners, and Chris Rossini is your free safety. Panthers hope to get Sean Daly back in action sometime in the near future as well. But good to see Ryan Morris out there. We'll see Luke Healy mix in at linebacker and defensive end as well. Third and seven from the 27. Shotgun look for the first time. Two receivers to the right. Finelli's looking that way. Back, looking, firing to the outside. Has a man out there. Panthers need to make a stop and diving for a first down. Good effort out there by number 87, the tight end Steve Sulpizio. Stretches forward to the 35-yard line, 36-yard line. Enough for a first down and a gain of nine.
They had him. They could have, if they would have stopped him where he caught it, that would have been done.
Good delivery there from Finelli.
Yep.
Two for two on the first drive here for Springfield. 5:31 and counting to play here in the opening quarter. Strathaven moved it to the 24-yard line but turned it over on downs, and Springfield now trying to answer. Three wide, two to the left, one to the right. Finelli shotgun look again. Back again, looking. He'll try to set up a screen in the middle. They dump it underneath, and indeed it is McKenzie with some room underneath. He is wrestled down from behind. Good hustle there from John Harrah to pull him down at the 41. Gain of five on the play to McKenzie, but we've seen Big John track people down. His motor is just terrific, isn't it? We've seen him wrestle guys down 30, 40 yards downfield after rushing the passer.
You know, Haven had them at a third and seven, and boy, I don't know how many third and sevens you're going to get in this game. And that, you just got to make those count and turn that ball over. So let's see what happens here with a second. Was it two, second and five, I guess? Second and five.
Joe Kennedy split to the left. Receiver split far to the right, and we've got movement pre-snap here. I think we're going to back this up 5 yards for Springfield.
Should be the left end.
Two tight end set there for Springfield, and most of the time they'll run out of that set, but somebody jumped the gun here, and they are going to march it backwards 5 yards. It'll bring up second down and 10 now from their own 36. So no score here. Try to keep you updated. Speaking of no score, they've come to the end of the first quarter. Ridley and Marple Newtown are scoreless.
Wow.
21-0 Interboro on top of Chester. So Interboro trying to go to 6-1 and lock up a good position at the 4A level. Here we go. Two tight end set, shotgun look. Give inside is to McKenzie. He goes for a few. Panthers collapse pretty quickly there, but good second effort actually is going to get him out to the 41-yard line. So give him five and brings up second down and five again. Third and five, rather. So Jaden McKenzie, two touchdowns last week, one on the ground, one through the air. 76 carries, 535 yards, and seven rushing touchdowns coming into the night on the year, and puts him amongst the top 10 rushers in Delaware County. Here, third and five from the 41. Panther defense trying to get a stop. Shotgun look for Finelli. He takes it. He's back looking off to his right. Fires to that far sideline. Has a man out there. Wobbly pass, but it's hauled in by Kennedy, who broke off his route at the Panther 45-yard line and has a first down. 14 yards to Kennedy, and that'll move the sticks again.
They're playing him awful soft. There's an awful lot of room to make that catch. They don't want to get burned behind them. But if Springfield can recognize that and just keep cutting underneath them and throwing balls like that, it's going to be a long night.
Four for four throwing it is John Finelli. They affectionately call him Johnny Football over at Springfield. He's wearing number two. Two receivers to the left. Spence split. Slot is Vince Pupio. They give inside to McKenzie off the right tackle, and he's going for a couple. Jake Fisher collapses pretty quickly and got some help from Denzel Thompson. Brings up second down and eight. McKenzie's been held in check thus far. Three carries for just 5 yards. Panthers, for all the different formations that Springfield shows, the ball's going to end up in the hands of number 13 or number 9 most of the evening. Coming into tonight, 20 receptions for Kennedy. And when they hand it off, it's usually to the junior McKenzie, who stands as a single setback on first down or second down and eight. And they're going to wrap him up right at the line of scrimmage again. Nice work there, Brandon King and Lee Holbert.
That may be a loss.
They're going to drop him. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, he loses a yard. King and Holbert in the middle of the defense doing the job there. Brings up third down and 9. So the Panthers one more time trying to get off the field here on third down. Springfield's connected and moved the sticks twice on third down thus far. Glenn Mills has scored on Academy Park, but it's 14-7 Knights. Here we're scoreless. 2:18 and counting to play in the first. Third and 9. Finelli back to pass for Springfield. Brush, pressure up the middle. Takes a hit as he throws. Deep down the middle, it's Kennedy, and he's knocked away by Tommy Foster.
Oh,
great play
nice.
By Foster. Kennedy had his hands on it, but Foster stayed right with him. And good pressure from Finelli. He had on Finelli. He had to get rid of it a little sooner than he would have liked, but big 89 in his lap. Fourth and 9, and the punt team comes on for Springfield.
Well, Haven's first test.
Standing deep to return for the Panthers, Chris Rossini and Tom Foster at about their 10-yard line. Ready to kick it away is Jack Corey. Corey takes the snap, steps into it. No, I'm sorry, that's and it's going to go angling towards the far sideline. It rolls out of bounds inside the one. You cannot do it any better. Was that Corey or was that Kennedy? That was Kennedy on the punt.
Who's that, number 9?
Number 9, that was Kennedy. Tremendous punt. Give him 43 on the punt. No return, and the Panthers...
Did it really get down to the one?
Yep. The Panthers could not have a longer field in front of them with 1:58 to play here in the first quarter. Now, you just have to avoid the negative plays.
Yep.
If I'm Springfield, I am bringing the house here. We saw Springfield blitzing A-gaps and even from the outside on the first series. My guess is they're going to put 7, 8, 9 in the box and say, hey, we're coming after you. First down gives to Newland. And he's pushing his way out across the 5-yard line to the 6. Nice work there and a little bit of breathing room for the Panthers thanks to their senior fullback.
You know, the reality was they did not bring the house. They just kind of played a regular formation, which I'm a little surprised at.
All right. Well, to the Panthers' benefit there. Brings up second down and 5 from their 6-yard line. 35 and counting to play here in the first.
And no score.
Scoreless indeed. Second possession here for the Panthers. Wing T look and give is to Makai Hill, who cuts inside for maybe a yard. Maybe a yard as they ran sweep to the right. And they'll mark him maybe near the 8, and it's going to bring up third down at about 3. Hill, 4 carries for 14 yards here in the early going. Perk Valley and Springford, both undefeated in the Pac-10. They're going head-to-head tonight, and it's scoreless up there late in the first quarter. Just like here. No score here, 54-53 seconds and counting to play here in the opening quarter. Third and 3, the ball at their own 8-yard line. Atsevez under center, hard count. Springfield jumps, and yes, they jumped just enough. Good work by Atsevez, going to give him a free 5 and move the chains forward. First down, Strathaven is Atsevez with a hard count, gets the encroachment call, and Panthers get a little more breathing room in the drive there that started at their 1-yard line.
And we talk about this. Not only do you get 5 yards on a first down in this particular case, but you prevent the defense from jumping quite as quickly. They're gonna pause just for a split second for fear that they're gonna end up with another offside. So that accomplishes a lot of good things.
Garnet Valley 14, Pencrest nothing. Here, we're scoreless. But first, fresh set of downs here for the Panthers. Split end to the right is Tom Foster. Motion man is Makai Hill. Toss play to Hill, looking for room. He cuts it inside, outside again, and then he's dropped. Nice work there, getting off his block by number 4, the safety, Greg Tomasio. Dumps Hill after a gain of about 4. So, Panthers, pretty good first quarter here. 21-20 seconds and counting. I don't know if they'll snap it one more time or no.
I tell you.
Atsevez is going to stay on the sideline here with Coach Clancy and say, hey, we'll switch ends of the field and say, hey, we're tied with an undefeated football team after 12 minutes of play, and we moved the ball well, just couldn't convert on fourth down. But Panthers moving it reasonably well here through the first 12 minutes, and glad you're joining us, either live or on the archive. Be back for second quarter action. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Lawler. Welcome back to George L. King Field in Wallingford. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer with the color commentary, engineering, and a whole lot more. Pete Fulgenetti is helping with the stats and spotting. No score after one quarter play. The Panthers will start 2nd and 6 from their own 17-yard line as we begin the second frame. Panthers at 3-3, Springfield 6-0, and trying to win their second straight big-time road game in 2 weeks. Springfield, of course, a big win over Ridley a week ago. Well, Mike, 2nd down and 6, what's your call here?
Ooh, I'd like to throw a ball. I know it's, I think, you know, you can always run it for 4 yards. I'd like to see a quick pass. I'd like to see somebody throw her to Hera.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I don't know how you can miss them.
2nd down and 6. From the 17, wing tee, Atsevez is under center. Split end to left as Foster gives to Neuline off the left side, and he's going next to nowhere. Nice work getting off his block by number 50, Derek Strain. My guess is we'll say that a couple times tonight. We've already called his number a few times, but Strain, 5'11", 210-pound junior. 2 sacks and a forced fumble against Radner, and he's been tough, along with his 3 line mates for Springfield. And, you know, the nice thing for Springfield, they do have a decent number of underclassmen joining a couple handfuls of seniors here. So getting some good experience and building even for next year. But here, 3rd down and 6. From the 17, Atsevez under center. Play fake to, no, they give it to Neuline at the across the 20, and that's about it.
Faked me out, too.
Yeah, they were carried out the fake to Mazur, but it's Neuline on a quick trap play and give him 4. Brings up 4th down and 2, and Neuline will stay on, but this time in punt formation. Neuline, 7 carries for just 21 yards in the early going here. And the Springfield defense does the job here, forcing 3 and out. Neuline looking for an 11th player, I believe. Don't know. Let's see. No, okay. Panthers seem to be set up. All right. Standing deep to return. Kennedy and McKenzie just across the midfield stripe. Neuline steps into one. High, spiraling kick, heading towards this near sideline. Kennedy will run away from it. It'll bounce inside the 40, roll inside the 35, down to the 31, the 30, and the 29-yard line is where Hunter Mazur will pick it up. Tremendous punt by Neuline, and how many times have we said that this year?
I know. He's just incredible. Just incredible.
50 on the punt, no return. So after Kennedy does his job, pinning the Panthers down to the 1, Zach Neuline returns the favor and tilts the field right back into the arms of Strathaven defense, who got a stop on Springfield's first possession. So 10-18 to play here in the second quarter. Springfield gets their second possession of the game thus far. We are scoreless, and they'll snap it 1st and 10 from the 29. 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Single setback is McKenzie. Under center this time is Johnny Finelli. Sends a motion man from right to left. Give is to McKenzie. He almost got away from 1 tackle, but absolutely not, says Luke Healy. Healy and Holbert wrap him up for no gain. So, run game for Springfield has been held in check, knock on wood.
Oh, I
5 carries for
that.
4 yards thus far. And, hey, see what happens after that.
Yeah. This
long night ahead of us, Mike.
Yes, I know. I know you got to tell our listeners what's going on, but when you emphasize certain aspects of the game.
I know.
It always comes back to haunt us.
You know what's coming next. Well, Panthers defense trying to prove me wrong here. 8-man front, 3 wide receivers, back to passes Finelli. Looks out to his left, throws high to Kennedy, who steps through 1 tackle. Now he's racing down the far sideline at the 35, 40, 30, down the far sideline at the 20. Can Rossini catch him? He's banged out of bounds. No, he is into the end zone for a touchdown, 71 yards on a screen where he just wasn't tackled.
Yeah, that's essentially what it was.
So Kennedy takes it the distance. We saw it a couple weeks ago against Haverford, didn't we? They throw a bubble screen to the outside.
That's just, yeah.
2 missed tackles, good speed from Kennedy, and he goes 71 for the score.
Had a guy right there, had his hands on him, and just couldn't hold on to him.
Well, there's the Carroll curse. You said it, right?
Yep.
But I was talking specifically about the run game.
That's true.
Not the pass game there, but, of course, he throw a pass to the line of scrimmage. John Harrell almost had his hands on that to knock it down. 6-0 Springfield. Extra point coming from Corey, the left footer.
Whoa.
Steps into it, bombs one up and through. And it is 7-0 Springfield just like that. So, with that in mind, we'll take a short timeout, see if the Panthers can answer. Hey, they can bounce back. They've moved it reasonably well. Time to cash in now for the Panthers when we come back on HavenFootball.net.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Well, Panthers take a gut punch right there, but still plenty of time to play some football here. 7-0 Springfield as a screen pass to Kennedy goes for a 71-yard touchdown. Now here's a low squib kick that Hunter Mazur has trouble picking up, looking for running room out to his left side, gives some ground at the 5, trying to turn the corner at the 10, stiff arm, and he's still on his feet up the near sideline, and oh boy, he needed 6 more inches of real estate, and then Mazur's banged out of bounds, and the flag does come in late. There it is. So the Panthers are going to get 15 more yards on top of this. Mazur ran a long way just to get it out near the 20, and boy, 6 more inches of real estate, and he's probably flying up the sideline still, but nice work from Springfield to make the stop, and Mazur takes it out to the, where are they going to mark this from here? About the 19, and then 15 more after a personal foul, late hit out of bounds. So Strathaven will start out near the 34-yard line. Trailing 7-0, 9:08 to play here in the first half. Abington on top of Council Rock North, 21-7. Garnet Valley, next week's opponent for the Panthers, on top of Pencrest, 21-7. And a host of different backs getting touches for Garnet Valley tonight. Of course, that's a battle of former Garnet Valley assistant coach Rich Straup, the head man at Pencrest, longtime defensive coordinator over at Garnet Valley. He's been the head man at Pencrest now the last 4 or 5 years. So reacquainting himself over at with the Garnet Valley staff. Here we are, first and 10 from the 34. Motion man is Hill. Back to passes. Atsaviz on first down. Looking. He wants it all. Deep down the middle. Foster is out there. He is well covered and incomplete. It falls, and a flag comes in late. Foster tried to come back to the ball, and I think you're going to get a pass interference call here, and that was into double coverage. Foster comes up a little gimpy, but seems to be okay. Dan Reeves is going to check in for him, but you're going to end up with a 15-yard flag here, and the Panthers suddenly out near midfield.
I wish they would change that in high school football and put it at the spot of the foul. I mean, it makes sense to foul a guy if you think if he's going to catch it. In that case, I think it was just an accident. But
that was beautifully thrown, beautifully covered. And,
yes, it was absolutely
again,
covered.
Just some contact just before the ball arrived.
But so, you know what was great about that pass? Other than it was thrown where it needed to be. It was thrown where it needed to be relative to it couldn't have been intercepted. It was leading Foster down, and that allowed it to either be caught or dropped, but without worrying about a law, you know, losing an interception.
Atsaviz put that in the air nearly 60 yards, so what an arm for number 8. First and 10 for the Strathaven at the 49-yard line, and now suddenly field starting to tilt here in favor of the Silver and Black. 8-man front for Springfield on first down. Jet sweep, or Mustang sweep here to Mazur. Turns the corner across midfield, and he's ridden out of bounds here by Strawley, along with number 9, Kennedy, on the bump.
They are still having trouble holding their blocks. They make them, and then they slip by. And, it's tough to run when you got people coming in your face.
Second down and about 9 after a gain of 3 for Mazur on his second carry of the night. Clock stopped as he was ridden out of bounds, and holding their blocks sometimes is a matter of quickness and strength from the defense, too.
No doubt.
And that's,
no doubt.
Again, credit here to the guys in blue and gold. Mazur off the left side again. He lowers the shoulder, and he is met head-on by 32 Pat Clemens right in the hole. Mazur, just as he was getting ahead of steam there, is met and stopped in his tracks after a gain of maybe 2. Brings up third down and 6. Panthers need the 41-yard line here. Trying to get some points on the board for the first time tonight. Remember, their opening drive took them down inside the 24-yard line, and then a fourth down pass at the 15 fell incomplete.
Oh, that was tight.
Here we go. Third down and six from the 47, Mazur, or Atsevez under center. Play fake to Mazur. Back to pass. Looking, he wants it all again. John Harris out there. He comes back to it and incomplete. Again, beautifully covered by Vince Puppio. And John looking for that ball down near the 10-yard line, and incomplete it falls. So the Panthers taking their shots downfield. They've thrown a couple of hitches early tonight. They've taken their shots downfield as well. I will say this series, Atsevez drops back to pass twice. Twice he had a terrific pocket.
Absolutely.
Great job by the offensive line, giving him time to throw.
Great protection.
So just a couple of near misses there in the pass game. Brings up fourth down and six from the 47. So Nulon on to punt. McKenzie and Kennedy stand deep to return. Nulon steps into one. Low, it's a high wobbler. It's going to come down to the 14-yard line. Kennedy dances away from the first man, still on his feet up the near sideline, and he is slammed down by 41 John Morris and 85 Denzel Thompson after a, call it a 13-yard return for Kennedy. So decent field position here for Springfield. They lead 7-0, and we'll have it first and 10 at their 27-yard line. So, Panthers trying to get something going on offense, and easier said than done. Ridley, again, scored twice last week, but on two kind of fluky plays, taking another away from the Ridley effort. But Springfield felt awfully good about their effort overall, and just a couple of fluky plays that put Ridley in the end zone. But, you know, you held Glenn Mills in week one to 6 points. You held Conestoga to 3, Upper Darby to 13, and one of those touchdowns very late in the game. You held Radnor to 6. Again, that touchdown scored with less than a minute left. You shut out Lower Merion, and Ridley gets only 14. So, again, there's...
and there's a penalty on the play as well.
Okay, you're going to get an illegal block.
I didn't see the call.
So, flag against Springfield. Dead ball. Personal foul against Springfield. Post-play. So this will march it all the way back to their 12-yard line. So not good field position now for Springfield on their third possession of the game. 7:54 to play here in the first half. Motion man, and the give is to the tailback looking for running room and wrestled down by Ethan Belleville is number 7, Phil Shovlin. Shovlin's first carry of the night goes for maybe 4 or 5. Brings up second down and 5. Shovlin, 5 carries, 40 yards, and a touchdown in the shutout win over Lower Merion. On the season, 41 carries, 205 yards, and 3 scores coming into tonight. Second down and about 6. They'll snap it from the 17-yard line at the right hash. Springfield moving left to right in front of us. 7:18 and counting to play here in the first half. They spread the field with 3 wide receivers. Give is a Shovlin on the delay, and he runs through 2 tackles and pushes his way across the 21 to the 22. Gain of 5, and it brings up third down and a yard. So, third and 1 now for Springfield. My guess is you keep it on the ground here, but stranger things have happened. Mass substitutions, they bring the big package in now. 2 tight end sets, Sulpuzio and Finizio, the 2 tight ends. And, again, one of the many formations that Coach Chris Britton will employ. Panthers... Again, talked about it beforehand. They're prepared
penalty?
For 51. Now, they're going to measure. I think they're going to move the sticks.
Okay.
Bring in the chains and measure. But maybe not, actually. Well, either way, we'll see what happens next. But let's see here. Cardinal O'Hara on top 24-0 over Lansdale Catholic. Try to keep you posted also on Springford Perk Valley, which late in the second quarter is still scoreless. O'Hara, check that. It was not 24-0, 14-0, thanks to Huck Palmer for the update there. Perk Valley has taken the lead now with just 47 seconds left in the first half. Perk Valley trying to stay undefeated, knocked off the Haverford School 2 weeks ago, and they're on top of Springford now 7-0 with under a minute to play here in the first half. Here, 7-0 Springfield. 7:05 to play here before halftime. They'll snap it third and inches. 2 tight ends and a wing to the right. Single setback is McKenzie. They give it to him. He pushes the pile forward and enough for a first down, I believe. They'll move it out to the 24-yard line. give them a yard. Only needed a couple of inches. That'll move the chains for the Cougars and get things going for a fresh set of downs.
What's McKenzie's number?
13.
Okay.
6'1", 190-pound junior, so the Panthers will have to deal with him again next year. Marple and Ridley still scoreless. Academy Park has stretched their lead on Glenn Mills, 28-7. We'll keep you posted on Del Valle action as well. Here, first and 10 from the 24, wing to the left. Under center is Finelli. Give is to McKenzie. Steps through one man, and he's across the line of scrimmage into the secondary and near the first down marker out to the Panther 35. Give him 11 on by far his best run of the night. And we'll move the sticks one more time. Panther defense bending a little bit now. Looked good on the first series of the game. Second series, looked good on first down, then second down, missed two tackles, and Kennedy goes 71 yards. So just the third offensive possession of this game so far for Springfield. Fast-moving first half. We're more than midway through the second quarter. 7-0 Cougars, two receivers to the left. Finelli under center. Give is to Shovlin, and he is going to be dropped for a loss this time. Nice work there by Big John. Harris stops him for a loss of two on the play. Brings up second down and 12. Boy, it's good to see Big 89 back out there. He was struggling last week. Tried to play a little bit on defense against Pencrest. Did not look to be himself through really one quarter of play, and they shut it down the rest of the night.
Yeah, he looked like he was in pain last week.
Yeah. Was injured playing basketball earlier in the week last week, but we'll talk more about that later. Second down and 11. From the 34, back to pass is Finelli. Looking off to his right. Fires to the outside. It's Kennedy. Comes back to the football. Sheds a tackle. Dances inside. Makes one, two, three-man miss. Finally, the Panthers gang up on him at the 46-yard line. But Kennedy, shifty after the catch, takes him to the 46 and another first down. Gain of 20. So Kennedy's piling up the yardage all of a sudden. Give him 105 receiving yards on the game now. 71 of them coming on one play early in the second quarter.
You know, you can say what you want about running backs and ability to break tackles and stuff. We can't have that many good running backs in this league. I mean, we're just not making the tackles.
Two receivers to the left. One to the right. Motion man from right to left. And they run to that left side flag first.
Motion.
Looks to be pre-snap motion here against Springfield, so they have hurt themselves with some penalties here tonight, but still lead it 7-0 with 4:39 to play here before halftime. Steve Sulpizio is your tight end slash H-back in the game there, and they'll move it back to the 49-yard line. Johnny Finelli brings in the play. He is 6-for-7 throwing it for 122 yards and a score.
He's been perfect for them, just engineering these drives just beautifully.
Kennedy split to the far side of the formation to the left. Split right is Jack Spence. Slot right left as well. Back to pass, and they look for the tight end down the middle. It is Sulpizio, who's running free in the 20 downside, down inside the 30 to the 27-yard line. Tight end pop pass, and they nailed it.
Gee, pass to a tight end. Who would think?
Panthers tried it, Mike. Come on. Just didn't connect.
Well, he was 40 yards down the field.
Just didn't connect. Be patient. It's going to happen.
I'm 62. I don't have a lot of time.
Gain of 23. And Finelli's at four different receivers on his seven completions. They're spreading it around even more than I thought. Sulpizio, second catch of the night. 30 yards receiving now. Receivers are split. Kennedy to the right. And on the delay, this is McKenzie, rather. Springfield offense has found its sea legs here. They're inside the 20 down to the 18, and I think they're going to move the chains again. Luke Healy's going to check into the game for Denzel Thompson, but 10 more for McKenzie. So his first six carries went for 5 yards. His last two have gone for 21. Panther defense trying to find some answers here late in the first half. 3:30, 3:29 and counting to play here in the second. 7-0 Springfield and looking for more. They'll snap it from the Strathaven 18-yard line. Kennedy to the short side of the field to the right. Give is to Shovlin. He cuts it back, sheds two tackles, and he's pushing his way down to the 12. Shovlin picks up six. And the Panthers need a stop here before half in a big, big way. Sean Daly was in the game momentarily. He checks back out for Chris Rossini. So Daly's missed the last couple weeks with an injury, and good to see him back in the lineup, or back in uniform anyway. Did not start tonight, but we'll keep an eye on his progress as we move forward. Second down and four. Under center, Finelli. Single setback. It is Shovlin off the left side. Belleville there to meet him almost immediately. In fact, they may lose a yard here. Nice work there by Ethan Belleville, sophomore linebacker, plowing his way through the hole, and loss of a yard brings up third down and five. From the 13-yard line is where the Cougars will snap it. They have a good field goal kicker.
Boy, if I were Springfield, I think I'd call a timeout and just try to regroup here.
They may say, no, let's
keep pounding away
here and leave Strathaven with less clock if you're thinking you're going to get points here either way. From the 13-yard line, under center is Finelli. Back to pass. Fires a hitch to the near sideline. It is caught and banged down inside the 5-yard line. It'll be first and goal to go when Vince Pupio stands up. Foster on the stop. But it'll be, like I said, first and goal to go. Gain of 9 on the play.
Well, they are still playing them pretty loose, although I will say that tackle was terrific. Open field tackle was right on the money, and he hit him as soon as he got
the ball. Officials talking. All right. Ineligible receiver downfield. Ouch.
Ooh.
Springfield just hurting themselves badly here. Third down and 5 or almost 6 now moves them back here. So first and goal from the 4 suddenly turns into third and long from the, back where the original line of scrimmage. Third and 10 at the 18. So they'll try it again.
What
Panthers
kind of
catch a break
there.
It was ineligible man downfield, which is hard to believe on a three-step drop where the quarterback's under center.
But why wouldn't they mark that
not
off?
Not sure. Well, no, it's from the line of scrimmage. It's a 5-yard penalty.
Well, but they didn't.
There we go.
Back.
Third down.
Oh, they did.
There they
go.
Back to pass on third and 10. Finelli with time. Down the middle he goes. A wobbly pass is swatted away. Nice job there on the recovery by Jamai Springfield to knock it down inside the 5.
Who was the intended? 9? Yep.
Looking for Kennedy down inside the 5, and Jamai steps in front to swat it away. Big stop there for the Panthers. Will force a field goal try. So, wow, that is a game changer right there, potentially. You would have had 4 cracks at it from the 4-yard line if you're the Cougars. Now forced to attempt a 34-yard field goal. The left footer will go out of the hold of Brandon DiCiaccio. DiCiaccio awaits the snap, and they flinch. Springfield flinches. They're going to back him up 5 more and test the leg of Corey, who I will say was attempting for 50 yards and had the leg. Missed wide a couple times, but plenty of leg from 50 and 52 yards from what I saw. So Springfield now, can they execute? 1:25 to play here before halftime. They lead 7-0, trying to make this a 2-score game and leave the Panthers with little clock to work with before the halftime gun. 39-yard attempt now. The left footer, Corey, gets a good snap. Ball spotted.
Ooh,
kick
short.
Is high enough, and it is just short. Just short, so the 5-yard false start penalty costs them. He missed that by a yard short. It was online, it was high enough, and it dropped just in front of the crossbar. And the Panthers dodge a bullet, 7-0. 1:19 to play here before half. The Panthers with all 3 timeouts in their pocket. Let's see what they can do with it. Snapping from their own 20-yard line.
How aggressive would you be here? Because I'm thinking that, I don't want to give anything major up, and going out with a 7-0 deficit, not a bad idea.
Well, if you can complete a hitch on the sideline and see if Foster can make somebody miss, I'd love to be able to see a missed tackle. Because Springfield has covered beautifully. Toss play to the left side. Looking for room is Mazur, and he is belted down. Clock will continue to run as he's stopped inbounds at about the 23-yard line. Mazur, gain of 3. Clock ticks, 106, 105. No huddle here for the Panthers. No timeout called, but they'll snap from the 23. Second down and 7. Atsevez under center, wing tee behind him. Gives to Nulon off the right side, and he goes for maybe a yard. Maybe a yard, and the Panthers playing it safe, Mike, to your point a moment ago.
I mean, I don't object to the hitch you know, route and see what happens. But
and now I would guess Springfield's going to call time. Yeah, Springfield's going to call timeout here. Since the Panthers forced into third and long, they're going to say, hey, we got to stop. We're going to get the football back.
Let's you go to a quick break? Or
no, let's keep it right here. I'll just give you a couple of score updates. Coatesville rocking Downingtown East right now, 27-0 late in the second quarter. Downingtown East, I would have said, was favored in that game. But sure enough, Coatesville taking care of business through the first 24 minutes. Sun Valley winning big, 33-6 on homecoming down in Aston.
Wow.
They're on top of Octorara. So no surprise there, but probably the big surprise, Sun Valley's about to go to 6-1.
Yeah, I know. That's the
surprise. And they are going to be locked into a playoff spot with a win tonight.
Good for
Haverford
them.
On top of Harrington, 35-0, and that will go to the mercy rule momentarily. Anthony Paoletti has connected with Cameron Mathis on a 45-yard touchdown pass, and Marple Newtown on top of Ridley, 7-0, with just 29 seconds to play before halftime there. So, Marple defending their home turf so far. They lead 7-0.
That's a long game. They started at 7, didn't they?
Yeah, that's right. They started that at 7. All right, halftime scores, Academy Park 28, Glen Mills 7. Here, 7-0, Strathaven trailing, and on third down and 7, give us to Makai Hill off the right side, and he is knocked down at about the 25 for a gain of a yard, and it'll burn another timeout here for Chris Britton and the Cougars, but fourth down and about 6 upcoming, and the Panthers will need to punt it away in just a moment. 36 seconds play before half, and Mazur had his helmet pop off, so he'll have to leave the field here, which is not a good break for the Panthers. Mazur is one of your gunners down there on punt coverage. But Springfield calls timeout. They have one timeout in their pocket, and now the clock, I'm not sure why the clock started there, but it'll they're going to have to reset that as Springfield used their second timeout. So with that in mind, the Panthers will be punting from deep in their own territory. My guess is Nulon tries to bomb one towards towards the sideline. You don't want to return against you here and try to leave it to your defense to get a stop on maybe two or three plays. But 7-0, Cougars on top. They have hurt themselves terribly with penalties, but still, at the moment, look to be 33.
We went 36 up there?
36.
All right.
36 seconds on the game clock. So the Cougars will get the football back here. Zach Nulon stands inside his 15 awaiting the punt snap. Wouldn't shock me to see them come after this. Kevin Deal has a blocked punt from a few weeks ago. Nulon steps into one, gets it away. Terrific kick. Angling towards McKenzie, makes a catch at his 40-yard line. Foster's got him by the ankles and then gets some help. Nice work by Foster, busting through, and no gain on the return. Nice work there by Tommy to keep McKenzie in front of him. And now from the 41-yard line, 25 seconds to work with for the Cougars. Still can get themselves in field goal range with a couple of long passes here. But good work there by Foster to hold him up. Denzel Thompson in on cleanup there. And now, with 25 seconds to go before halftime, Panther defense has to be smart. Keep everybody in front of you. Cannot miss tackles. And my guess is you need to be extra aware of where number 9 is on the field. And that's Kennedy, who is single covered over on the far sideline. Shotgun look for Finelli. Trips to the right. Shovelin on his left hip. Back to pass. Here comes Harar. They dump it over underneath, and this is Shovelin with some running room across midfield. He's got... nice work there by Jamai Springfield carrying him, but nice work by Jamai to get this thing, get him wrestled down at the Panther 38-yard line. Clock stops while they reset the chains. 15 seconds to play here before halftime. Springfield may want to clock it here, but no, they go shotgun. The clock will restart when they set the football, but Springfield, to their credit, is lined up and ready. Two receivers to either side. Back to pass Finelli, looking. Under pressure now from Holbert, dumps to the far sideline, and is incomplete, knocked away by Nick O'Connor. Intended for Kennedy, and nice work by O'Connor in the left flat to knock it down. 10 seconds to play before halftime.
Almost intercepted.
Indeed. So, Finelli, 3 incompletions in 11 attempts tonight. Nicely done.
Yeah, I tell you, Springfield isn't playing better ball, but they don't have a whole lot to show for it.
Right. 167 yards passing for Finelli on 8 completions. 10 seconds to play before half. 3 receivers, 2 to the left, 2 to the right, 1 to the left. Back to pass Finelli. Looking. Deep down the far sideline. Has a man out there, and it is incomplete. Shoveling the intended receiver. O'Connor again knocks it down. Good work there by the junior outside linebacker, sinking deep in coverage. Now just 4 seconds to play before halftime, and Hail Mary time for Finelli. Panther crowd below us wanted a holding call, as Holbert looked to be busting through there momentarily, but none forthcoming, and it brings up what should be, barring a defensive penalty, the final play of the first half. They are out of field goal range here. They'll snap it from the 37-yard line. 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left is Kennedy. Finelli has a blitz coming. Back, he's looking, fires over the middle, and it is caught and bang down. Nice work by Jemiah Springfield, and now, oh, you're going to get a penalty post play here. Is this post play? I do not know what they're going to call here. This is a big hit after completion to Tomasio.
But he
down,
was running.
Right, but they may get an unsportsmanlike call after the play here.
For what?
Jemiah kind of stood up over him, was excited. Now, if they're going to call this a taunt, I don't know what the call is going to be here. If you tack it on to the end of the play, they may give him a free play, an untimed play. Personal foul is going to be the call here. If it's post-play, it's tacked onto the end of the run. It's going to be half the distance, and you're going to get a field goal attempt at the least. Oh, my goodness. Costly play here against the Strathaven defense. The half would have been over.
I don't even know what the call was. That he
didn't signal it, but I think that he stood up a little too excited, maybe too close to the receiver.
Head-to-head contact? Led with his head.
We'll see.
All right.
We'll see what the call is here. It's a great tackle by Springfield to stop Tomasio at the 17-yard line, but if they get an untimed play, I don't know why you wouldn't kick a field goal here. And Corey has the kicking block in his hand over on that sideline. I think he wants a shot at it here. Personal foul. It is contact to the head. And now this is going to be an untimed play, and Corey's going to get a crack at a field goal. So the half can never end on a defensive penalty. And the shame of it here is it was post-play. So the play was over. Well, no, I guess they won't.
No.
They called it now. They should say
right.
It was part of the play. So, right. Yes, a defensive penalty in the course of the play means an untimed play here, and Springfield's going to get a chance to line up for about a 24-yard field goal.
Were they at the 8?
Ouch.
Were they at 6?
All right. They'll snap it from about the 7. Left footer is on for the field goal. Kick is away. It is plenty long enough, and it is good. So, Springfield hurts themselves with a penalty and causes a missed field goal. Panthers return the favor just 30 seconds later. And now the score is 10-0 as we go to halftime. So, frustrating first half here for Strathaven with no points on the board. But, again, you have to like that, you know, the defense generally has held up. They've missed tackles on one long touchdown. Kind of gave a play away here, and I think the Strathaven coaching staff has some questions for the officiating crew here about the that last call on Springfield. But in the meantime, tough break for the Panthers,
yep.
But 10-0, and still lots to think about for the second half. Certainly within reach here are the Panthers, so we will take a short time out, be back for halftime chatter and scores and a whole lot more. Glad you join us, either live or on the archive. Be back in a moment on havenfootball.net.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
Every year, nearly 6,000 teenagers go out for a drive and never come back. Just talking to them can change that. The Allstate Parent Teen Driving Contract can help. Get yours from an Allstate agent. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. It's Allstate Stand. Are you in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. Nobody in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan. Give Wilson a call today at 888-607-2621. Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520. Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer and Pete Statman Fulginetti. Tonight's report is sponsored by Berman's Medical Supplies, the medical supplies you need when you need them.
And we're back here at George L. King Field, where the score is Springfield 10, Strathaven 0. It's been a heck of a game. You know, Strathaven did move the ball and got down, stalled about the inside between the 20 and 30, about 23, and then kicked it back, and they were holding Springfield pretty tough. Springfield was executing well, a lot of passing, doing reasonably well, but Haven was bending but not breaking, and then a stupid shade of the Haverford game, a bubble pass, no big deal, breaks two tackles, and he's gone.
Mike, there's two plays in this first half that is really the difference in this game. The play number one was when the Strathaven had the ball, the first possession they were driving. Nice little drives, little short passes, you know, five-yard runs. They got down inside the 30, and it was fourth and six, and they passed over the middle to Foster, and unfortunately he couldn't hold on to it. That was one error, but the error coming the other way was when they threw a screen pass when Springfield had the ball. They screened it out to the left there at the 30-yard line, and two of our tacklers missed it, and the fellow went 71 yards. So there's a 14-point swing possibly there. But besides that, they played a pretty evenly matched game, I think.
Yeah, time possession should look pretty similar. I think the passing game for Springfield's been very successful, where it has not necessarily, although I will tell you, Atsevez let go of a pass to Hera. It was just a beaut, wasn't caught, but he must have thrown it 60 yards. I mean, it was just simply amazing.
Yeah, he can definitely throw the ball deep. But I think as we were just talking about before we went on the air, I think what they should use Hara more is a little shorter passes, maybe right over the middle passes. Give him the ball, let him run, let him take his 6'9" strides and get you 10 to 20 yards.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I think that's a formula for more success and less risk in a lot of cases. But I will give Atsevez credit. That pass to Hara was spectacular beyond belief and thrown. I mean, it was like an NFL pass. It was only thrown where it could be caught. If it wasn't caught, nobody else had a chance at it. And that's the way you want them to throw it. But this is high school football. I'd rather see 5- and 7-yard passes. That makes me feel a little more
comfortable.
Let's
go back to the last minute of play when it was 7-0 and we had the ball with under a minute to go. And Strathaven really wasn't really trying to get a first down. They were like short dives down in the middle. But the one thing that they should have realized was Springfield had all their timeouts. That gave them a chance to stop the clock and get the ball back, bring it down, and get three more points.
I'm not too sure that was they were running plays they expected to do very low yardage. I think they were attempting to get a first down. I just think that...
Yeah, but they were conservative runs inside the tackles. They didn't try to go wide. Maybe there you put the ball up in the air.
You got to be careful because you can turn.
Yeah,
you can turn a seven.
You got to fool your
opponent. I understand, but you don't want to throw the game away at this level. I would have gone for some short passes. You know, passes where they can't be returned easily. Where if they're intercepted, they're going to be intercepted in a dive. So the kid's going to be down when he makes the interception. I mean, you're right. There's risks involved. But I think you had to try to do everything you can to control that clock, and if nothing else, possess the ball so that Springfield didn't get any more points. Now, we'll see. Springfield ended up being stopped and then ended up getting close enough again for another field goal attempt, and they went ahead, and now they're leading 10-7, or 10-0, so we'll see where it goes.
As we always say at halftime, what's the most important thing?
Springfield
second half
gets the ball first.
And unfortunately,
right.
Springfield's going to get the ball in the second half. Now, the Panthers must stop the Cougars. If Springfield, like we usually talk about it, if Springfield controls the ball for 6-7 minutes, comes down and makes it a 17-0 score, it'd be very difficult to win this game.
Very tough.
If we stop them, and maybe we go get the score, make it 10-7, it's anybody's game.
That's right.
So this first drive in this third quarter is most urgent to stop Springfield from scoring.
No doubt about it. Okay, real quick, we got 13 minutes left of the half, so we're running into some, we're okay at time. You want to talk about the Eagles a little bit?
Oh, we have to talk about the Eagles.
But keep it relatively brief because we got a whole bunch of playoff stuff to talk about.
Well, you know, the last week being a bye week, we have now 2 weeks without Eagle football. And, you know, the only thing that could hurt the Eagles on Sunday against the Lions, who is a much inferior team, would be maybe a little bit of rust. So I'm thinking maybe in the first quarter you might see some, you know, passes a little bit off, just maybe a little sluggish play. But if the score is anywhere near tied at halftime in the second half, the Eagles should dominate the ball because of their offense and their strong defense. I see about a 31-17 Eagle victory on Sunday against the Detroit Lions.
Okay, you know we're taping this, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Just wanted to let you know. All right, well, you heard it here first, and of course, now we talk about Phillies playoff baseball. Oh, wait.
Okay, that's done. What else we talk about?
That's the end of that subject. All right. Listen, we have a special guest here tonight, not that he's necessarily a football aficionado, but he's actually a student at Strathaven. He is doing some work with internship with the Swarthmorean, and he's doing a little story on yours truly, not me personally, but havenfootball.net. It's Carter Krause. He also happens to have brothers playing some ball, but this is his senior year, Carter's senior year, so he's doing the internship. Let me turn your mic on so you can actually speak. That'd be good.
That wouldn't be
okay,
nice.
Okay, yeah, that'd be good. Now try it.
It's great to be here.
Hey, there you go. There you go. So tell us, what avenue are you approaching for this wonderful story you're doing on us?
So the story is basically just giving the fans of Haven just an insight of exactly what you guys do, how you set up, how you realize the stats and the scores, and just the whole operation behind havenfootball.net and how it's so successful, because everyone follows it and listens to it, but the process and all the work that you guys do and just being able to see that is just really important.
So now be honest, has it been more involved than you thought it was, or about what you thought? Or?
Oh yeah, I think it's been pretty involved.
But I mean, is this kind of what you expected, or what?
Yeah,
Did you think it was going to be like two guys talking into a tin can? And
No. This is very, very high tech, and I didn't know what to really expect. But this is very, very successful, and I really think you guys are doing a great job.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. So, what are your plans? You're a senior this year, and then you're going to go off to school, and you're thinking about where?
I'm thinking about my top choice is University of Miami in Florida, and I'm also applying to Tulane, Maryland, Penn State, Lehigh. Pittsburgh.
So not just warm weather.
Yeah, not just warm weather.
Okay. All right. And you have any idea what you want to major in?
I'm thinking of business. Business
okay.
is my main thing. But I also have a hobby, obviously, for communication and journalism, which I also hope to carry out.
Gee, maybe you could do some college broadcasting when you're down. Who knows? All right. Well, very good. Well, we appreciate you being here. We're looking forward to the story. Any idea when they're going to run it? I know you haven't even written it yet. But
I think it should be out next week, next Thursday.
Oh, okay. That'd be cool. So all of our fans go out and buy a copy of it. Are you going to get pictures of us so they can tell? I was kidding, but okay.
there will be pictures.
Okay, that'll be good. So we appreciate that. And it's always nice to have recognition. And, of course, this is how long have we been doing this? Since 2002, I guess. But, we have a great time, as you can tell. This is all a hobby for us, and we enjoy every minute of it. And, of course, now is one of our favorite moments because the Strathaven Marching Band has just taken the field. And I wish this is the only – this is one of the few times I wish we had video, because it is a spectacular thing to see. We tell people every year, they got to come out and watch it at least once. I mean, it's worth the price of admission, even if there wasn't a football game.
But, Mike, also, if the fans listening ever want to see this band, they usually perform once a year at halftime for the Philadelphia Eagles. Last 2 years, they performed at half. I don't know if they have a scheduled halftime.
I think they generally hear about it like 5 days before it happens. Yeah. It's usually a last-minute thing.
They perform in front of the NFL, and you know, this band is known throughout the whole region.
Oh, we've had people come to games, playoff games years ago, where they came to see the band. I mean, they wanted to see the game, obviously, but they wanted to see what this band was all about. Of course, when you roll up with 15 buses and they start marching off in two by two, and it's like, how many kids are in a school again? I said, well, between the football players, the cheerleaders, the band, about 45% of our student population's on the field at the moment. So it's an impressive thing. And, of course, today it was even more impressive because they brought in the middle schoolers. And that's how they keep packing these ranks with 400 kids. They keep bringing them up, and you can imagine for these kids what a thrill it was.
You know, Mike, when we saw the pregame with the middle school band and the Strathaven band, Mr. Hans said there were 635 kids on the field at that moment playing, which is an unbelievable figure.
Which explains the bullwhip and the small weapon on the side of his belt.
Well, I didn't want to mention that.
He just cracks that thing, and boy, they all
just mark
off.
But you can see why this band sounds the same every year when you see what's coming up every year.
Oh.
They just keep reproducing the same, kids every year. It sounds like the same band, it's the same band, but it's all different kids.
Well, most people don't realize this, but Wallingford, another Providence Township and Swarthmore Township have a requirement that when you bring children into the district, when you buy a house, you must have one child in the band. I'm kidding, folks.
Actually, when you go to an open house, there's a drum at the front door.
That's what it is.
Didn't you know that?
You get one of those, what do they call it, welcome wagon packages, and that's an application for the band. So they make sure they get them all in.
I missed that application.
So anyway, all right, well, Carter, we appreciate you being here with us.
Yeah,
you'll
Carter,
be
very
here for
good.
The rest
we
of the
wish
game.
You the best.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And we're going to go ahead and go on our break and be back in just a few minutes. Brian's got us some updates and scores, and we'll talk a little more playoff football. So you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
Every year, nearly 6,000 teenagers go out for a drive and never come back. Just talking to them can change that. The Allstate Parent Teen Driving Contract can help. Get yours from an Allstate agent. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. It's Allstate Stand. Are you in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Taub's Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day.
If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Wilson's for all your oil and propane needs right here in Wallingford.
AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue.
The Inn at Swarthmore. Guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner right in downtown Swarthmore.
Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again.
Sandy McCullough, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident.
Berman's Medical Supplies. The medical supplies you need when you need them.
Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. We're still at halftime. Springfield 10, Strathaven nothing. Panthers oh so close to having this game tilted the other way, but still 24 minutes of football at least to play here and try to turn things around and halt a six-game win streak for Springfield. They walk in the door 6-0 and 24 minutes from staying undefeated and atop the Central League. Of course, they start tonight tied atop the Central League with undefeated Marple Newtown, who went into halftime with Ridley tonight, leading 7-0. They scored in the final 30 seconds before halftime to go up 7-0. Marple Newtown attempted to onside kick the opening kickoff of the second half, recovered it, but it was called back for an interference penalty. Ridley then gets the ball automatically, and on the first play, they score on a 45-yard touchdown. No. They are tied at 7. Just 11 seconds into the second half, so they are knotted.
What's interference?
Interference on a kickoff coverage. I guess if you, I think in high school, you can't plow through a runner or a man who's attempting to receive like a punt. Like it would be like interference on someone receiving a punt. Same thing with a kickoff. If the ball's high in the air, you have to give them an opportunity to field it. That's my guess, not seen it. I'm just taking a guess as what that could be. But either way, they are tied at 7 up the road on 252 here. Marple Newtown and Ridley knotted at 7. Elsewhere in the Central League, Panthers have to feel good about this so far. Radnor trails Upper Darby 7-0. Radnor is in the hunt, in the mix with Strathaven, fighting for what could be a final playoff spot a few weeks from now. So any Radnor loss at this point would help Strathaven. And Upper Darby, 2-4 on the season, trying to go to 3-4. They lead by 7 at halftime. Staying in the Central League, Garnet Valley trying to bounce back from a heartbreaking overtime loss a week ago. They lead Pencrest 35-14. Jaguars on the road tonight, and of course we will be on the road 7 days from now over on Smithbridge Road and taking on Garnet Valley as well. Also in the Central, Haverford up 35-0 on Harrington at halftime. They will play under mercy rule conditions in the second half. Staying in Delaware County, but over to the Del Valle League. Academy Park 34, Glen Mills 7. No real surprise there, but Glen Mills needs a fourth or fifth win sometime in the next couple weeks to solidify a playoff spot themselves. But Glen Mills with Academy Park tonight, Interboro next week, but then wrap up with Chichester and Chester. I think the Bulls have a shot to finish 5-5 at least. Staying in the Del Valle, Interboro has now stretched their lead on Chester 34-0. Interboro about to go to 6-1 and stay undefeated in the Del Valle. Their only loss to Sussex of Delaware. Staying in the Del Valle, we got one more game, don't we? We do not have an update from Chichester and Penwood, but we do have Sun Valley 33, Octorara 6.
That's over
in the Chesmont, but again, Sun Valley Delaware County team will keep you posted there. Staying in Delaware County, Cardinal O'Hara 14, Lansdale Catholic nothing, and that will do it for the Delaware County scores. But elsewhere around Suburban 1 and up in the Pac-10, Pottstown trails Phoenixville 13-12. Phoenixville also in the 5A playoff hunt. Yep. They are 2-4 tonight, could go to 3-4 if they can hold off Pottstown. They lead by a point at the moment. Big game up in the Pac-10 as well. Park Valley up 7-0 on Springford. Both are undefeated. Pottsgrove 42, Upper Perk 7. Pottsgrove is a 4A team this year, so they will be in the mix with Interboro at the 4A level. Avant Grove trails Westchester Henderson 14-13. Henderson also a 5A team. They need a few wins to stay alive in the playoff hunt. Bishop Shanahan 28, Oxford 7. So Shanahan trying to go to 6-1 and probably get a top 4 or 5 seed if they continue to play as well as they have. Still with a tough couple tough games in the Chessmont still to come. Stay in the Chessmont. We mentioned already Coatesville 27, Downingtown East nothing. That's a stunner if for no other reason that it's a road game for Coatesville and they're up by 4 scores. Great. I mean, really, that game I would have expected to be much, much closer. Great Valley 10, Unionville 3, and then a big game, believe it or not, 1-5 Wissahickon against Hapro Horsham at 3-3. Why is that a big game for Strathaven? Wissahickon at 1-5 has a chance to go to 5-5 or 4-6. I think they'll have a tough time with Upper Moreland in a couple weeks, but you know, if Wissahickon's one of those teams that if they could win 3 of their last 4, would finish at 4-6 and be right in the hunt in the playoff mix, believe it or not. But here's to good old Hapro Horsham. Our praise to her will never lack. We rally around our best endeavor and rally around the red and black. So 28-7, Hatters on top and doing Strathaven a big, big favor tonight if that knocks Wissahickon out of playoff contention. So not going as well as we hope for the Panthers tonight, but they are getting help from around District 1 with some other teams in 5A contention so far, struggling at this moment anyway. Still a lot of football to be played in this game and, of course, the other games as well. There's no saying that Radnor can't come back on Upper Darby or that Wissahickon couldn't turn it around. This is a good sign for the Panthers so far.
Here's the scary part for Haven is that Springfield is tended to be a second-half ball team.
Oh, yeah. They have made some halftime adjustments in their last couple weeks that have been absolutely outstanding. Never more than a week ago against Ridley. Ridley piled up over 200 yards of offense in the first half, and even with 8 penalties. 8 penalties for 75 yards really hurt Ridley badly a week ago. But then second down shutdown for the Springfield defense. Just 34 yards of offense for Ridley the rest of the way. And, of course, 0 points and, you know, the big overtime stop with Joe Kennedy's interception on to end the game in overtime, an interception in the end zone. So, you know, again, Springfield has done well in the second half, certainly, defensively. And, of course, they have a terrific kicker who's lining up field goals from about 35 and bombing away Jack Corey over there. And, of course, the Panthers have Emmett Young, but he hasn't seen the field yet tonight. Not had an opportunity to tack on any points. As the Panthers held to just 77 yards of offense in the first half, 70 on the ground, 77 through the air for Evan Atsevez, who's one for three throwing it. That 7-yard completion to Tom Foster. Zach Nulon, 9 carries, 23 yards. Mekhi Hill, 6 carries, 10 for 19 yards. Hunter Mazur, 4 carries for 16. And Evan Atsevez, 1 carry for 2 yards. The rushing attack for Springfield, not much to speak of so far either. 8 carries for 26 yards for Jaden McKenzie. And Phil Shovlin's chipped in 12 yards on his 5 carries. But the passing attack, different story for Johnny Finelli. 8 for 12 for 167 yards and a touchdown. 71 of those on the legs of Joe Kennedy, who took that bubble screen right through the Panthers' hearts at the 9:19 mark of that second quarter. Kennedy has 3 catches for 105 yards and that touchdown. McKenzie, 1 catch for 5 yards. Shovlin, 1 for 22. Spence, on the first play from scrimmage for Springfield, had a 5-yard catch. And the tight end, Steve Sulpizio, 2 catches for 30 yards. That rounds up your offensive statistics. But the Panthers will need a stop, score, stop recipe to start this third quarter. And Emmett Young has it teed just inside the left hash mark. Springfield will receive this opening half kickoff and move left to right as we start this third quarter. And we'll keep you posted on any other score updates. In the meantime, Pensbury on top of Harry S. Truman, 17-6. And we'll see what we can do here. Ridley just had an interception. And somebody just wrote, the Hatters cannot be stopped. They're up 35-7 on Wissahickon. So, again, good news for Panther fans who want Strathaven in the playoffs in 4 weeks. Here we go. Emmett Young, high, end-over-end kickoff is going to come down to Kennedy, who catches it on the dead run at the 15-yard line. At the 20, 25, up this near sideline, and he is met there by a couple of Panthers, namely John Morris at the 32-yard line. All right, Panther defense trying to get a stop here, trying to force 3-and-out. Here's your, or maybe even, better yet, maybe even a turnover.
Ooh.
Panthers were saying early on, or prior to the game, said we're going to need a turnover or two tonight to keep this thing in check. Just have a lot of respect for the Springfield offense, really. And so Johnny Finelli brings the offense on the field. He has Jaden McKenzie behind him, single setback. Tight end to the right is Sulpizio, trips to the left. On first down, toss play to this short side of the field, and McKenzie off the weak side across the 35 out to the 39-yard line. He's dumped there by Ryan Morris and Lee Holbert. Gain of five on, well, give him actually seven on first down, and second and three upcoming for the Cougars. All right. Try to keep you posted on scores elsewhere. Cardinal O'Hara still leads Landell Catholic 14-0. They've come to the end of the third quarter already. Coatesville has stretched their lead on Downingtown East 33-0. Here from the right hash, shotgun look for Finelli. McKenzie on his hip. Three receivers to the left. They give it to McKenzie. Darts off that left side, and John Harris wrapped him up. They're going to lose a couple here. Great job by Big 89 to make the stop there, and he'll lose a yard. Third down and four. Boy, he can get off those blocks pretty well.
Yeah, when he gets off that block, he's a dangerous man.
He is very, very quick for someone at 6'9".
You know, normally when you defend a guy who's that big, you figure all you got to do is like belly bump and put, you know, stand in his way for a second or two, and the play's by him. But John's quick enough to keep after it and tackle him from behind.
It's a good basketball feat.
Yep.
Trips left again.
Just wish you wouldn't dribble with the football.
Two in the slot. Kennedy split far to the left side on back to pass on third and four. Finelli fires that outside, and it's complete to Kennedy. First down yardage across the 45, and he's wrestled out of bounds on the far sideline. They'll give him the 45 on the nose, gain of six, and enough to move the sticks.
I tell you, I don't know. I mean, my argument would be to play them tighter. They're giving them a lot of berth, and I know the concern is that you're going to get burned, but you know what? They're going to do this all night long, and you're going to lose 21-0 or something. And what difference does it make? Play them tighter.
Death by a thousand cuts here, 5-6 yards at a time in the pass game, with the exception of one.
Oh, they didn't expect to go for a touchdown. Yeah, right.
There we go. First and 10. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Give is to McKenzie right up the middle. He goes for about two, and he's wrapped up nicely by Belleville and Holbert. Second down and eight upcoming. McKenzie now three carries here in the second half in the early going. 10-0 Springfield, 10:09 and counting to play here in this third quarter. 11 carries for 36 yards now for Jaden McKenzie.
I mean, if I'm Springfield, I'm going to do exactly this. I want to just get, you know, three plays in the first down, two plays in the first down, four plays in the first down, and just eat up a good half of the clock. And even if I don't score, I've done my job.
Same formation, Finelli. Panthers show blitz. Here comes Belleville, and he's back to pass. Looking. Lots of times he rolls to his right. Finelli lets it go. It is juggled and incomplete. In and out of the hands of number six, Vince Puppio, at the Panther 45, right near the first down marker. Rossini in coverage, and Puppio a little slow to get up. Good delivery from Finelli. I thought for a second he might tuck it and run, but again, good.
Good pass blocking. It did have some gaps in it, but he had plenty of time to get that pass off.
They picked up that blitz coming from Belleville up the middle very nicely, and now third down and eight. Puppio is going to take a breather on that sideline, and they'll sub number 20, Jack Spence, into the game. Keep wanting to call him Lucas. I'm willing to bet that's an older brother, former Cougar. Second down, third down and eight. Back to pass, Finelli. Has a good pocket. Down the middle he goes and is incomplete. Overshoots his man. Streaking down the seam there was Kennedy. Jamai Springfield in coverage. Incomplete, it falls, and the Panther defense has done its job.
Wow.
There's your stop.
Yep.
Now can you get a score? Chris Rossini and Tom Foster stand deep to return near their 20-yard line. Kennedy will punt it away. Kennedy's last punt pinned the Panthers inside their own one. Kennedy lets it go. Low line drive kick. It's going to hop towards Rossini, who's going to walk away from it, and it takes a Springfield roll inside the 20 down to the 18. Good decision from Rossini. Had two white shirts bearing down. So the Panthers will start it at their own 18 over on the right hash mark. They move right to left. Good kick there from Kennedy to keep it away from the returners. So no punt returns tonight for the Panthers thus far off of two boots from Joe Kennedy.
All right, let's see some imaginative play calling here. Let's see a couple of what I would do to see a short 5-yard pass to Harrah.
He's lined up tight end to the right. Wing to the left is Makai Hill. Split end to the left is Tom Foster. On first down, gives the fullback Nulon, who's across the 20 to the 21. Gain of 3, second down and 7 upcoming. Penridge on top of CB West, 24-7 up in the Suburban 1 League. Cardinal O'Hara has stretched their lead now to 21-0. They're going to stay undefeated, it seems, as they're early in the fourth quarter now. Abington's on top of Council Rock North, 21-13. We'll try to keep you posted on other Delco games in a moment. Here, second down and about 7. Atsevez under center, back to pass, looking, firing to the outside. It is incomplete, ooh, intended for Tom Foster on this near sideline. Good coverage from Kennedy. And good sportsmanship as they pick each other up. A little helmet tap there as they come up after the incomplete pass. So
that pass was not quite there. Foster made a nice dive for it.
Yeah, Atsevez had a collapsing pocket there. He had to readjust and timing just a little bit off.
He threw it nice and hard, though. I like that. Once again, if Foster wasn't going to catch it, nobody was going to catch it. And that's what you want, particularly down on your own 20-yard line.
All right. Third down and 8. Motion man is Hunter Mazur from right to left. Back to pass is Atsevez. Looking. Has time. He wants it all. Down this near sideline. Foster is out there, and it is intercepted. Intercepted out at the 42-yard line. Just a little too much air under it. And coming down with is Greg Tomasio, the free safety. Little bit underthrown, but again, I can't say enough about the Springfield coverage. There has been literally hardly any space for any Strathaven receiver. Short, long, in between. There has been very little throwing room for Atsevez and the Panther receivers tonight.
Which is why, you know, I'm not a big fan of long passes like that. I mean, they have not been open, and it just makes it that much more difficult.
Well, in a sense, you might have had the same effectiveness as a long punt here, as Springfield takes over first and 10 at their own 42-yard line. Kennedy, split to the right, slot right as well. Back to pass, they fire to Kennedy on the outside, and he's got a convoy of blockers in front of him. Across 45-50, down the near sideline again, and he's wrapped up by Makai Hill this time. But give him 17 yards on a very nicely designed play. It'll go to the Strathaven 42. Call it 16. But just a quick hitch, and he had four white shirts in front of him in no time flat. Great job by the line to hustle out to this short side of the field and set up a little convoy there. Brings up first and 10 at the Strathaven 42. Panther defense trying to turn it around here. Home crowd is quiet, and understandably so. They're on the wrong end of a 10-0 score. Panthers nearly jump. Finelli turns, gives to Shovlin off the left side. He is belted down there by Morris and Makai Hill. Give him the 39, gain of 3. Second down and 7. So, yeah, Mike, it's been just quiet night.
Yeah, for Panther fans.
And honestly, for Springfield fans, too. It's been a very fast-moving game.
Yep.
Hardly any incomplete passes. Hardly any timeouts, even. We've just been talking straight through here. And Panthers now trying to get a big change in momentum here. Second down and 7. Springfield from the Panther 39-yard line. Gives a shoveling off left tackle again. He's got a lot more room this time. And he's near first down yardage. We'll see where they spot it after he unpiles from underneath Ryan Morris and Chris Rossini. I think he'll be about a yard shy at the Strathaven 33. Nope, they're going to move it forward. First down, give Shovlin 7. He has 22 yards on his 7 carries tonight. So again, I have to say, not eye-popping stats for the Springfield run game tonight, but it just seems to be just enough, right? You know, they share the ball between McKenzie and Shovlin, and they're getting 3-4 yards here and there, and some big third down conversions for the Cougars tonight. Here they have first and 10 from the Panther 32. Give is to Shovlin again. Straight up the middle he goes before Jamai Springfield wrestles him down, but not before he picks up 8 more. Hill and Springfield combine on the tackle. Makai was the leading tackler a week ago with 12 stops against Pencrest, and he's been busy again tonight. Perk Valley has stretched their lead on Springford now 21-7 after an interception return for a touchdown. Neshaminy's up 28-14. Coatesville 33, Downingtown East 7. Lots of scoring in other places. Here's 10-0 Strathaven trails Springfield. Give inside to Shovelin on second and two. He is banged down by Brandon King and Makai Hill, but plows forward to the 20-yard line. Three more, and again it moves the sticks. Nothing flashy tonight. Just straight ahead football here for Springfield. And you know, you said it, Mike. If you were Springfield, hand it off, move it forward a few yards at a time, and chew up this third quarter
clock.
Absolutely.
Stop me if you can. And Springfield was willing to let him be stopped. They punted it. They just felt they could control Haven. Haven goes three and out. Springfield gets the ball. Another long drive.
We're halfway through the third quarter now. Motion man from left to right. Finelli gives to Shovelin off left tackle, and he bounces it outside. Ball on the ground. Scramble for it. Let's see. Let's see, still scrambling down inside the 10-yard line. Panthers have it. They needed a turnover, and they got one. Standing up with the football is, guess who, Big 89, trailing the play, running all the way across the field, and he makes the recovery down inside the 10. John Hara on the recovery, and the Panthers with another defensive stop here in the third quarter. Now, can the offense get untracked here? Trailing by 10, 5:47 to play here in the third.
Where are they at? Eight?
Well, started at the 8-yard line. Again, not great field position for most of the night here for the Panthers. We'll see what they can put together here. Tight end moves to the left. Split end to the left as well is Tom Foster. On first down, gives to Hunter Mazur. He's trying to turn the corner on this near sideline and getting off his block nicely, and he's belted out of bounds. Ball comes loose late, but nice work there by Strawley to get off his block and bang 25 out of bounds.
Really was. I mean, that's a tough block to maintain, and he did the right thing. He tried to drive him right out of the field and just couldn't control him.
Panthers trail by 10. Clock stopped at 5:40 to play here.
They lost yardage
on
that
lose
play.
A yard on the
I got a couple.
I guess some on the fumble out of bounds maybe. From the left hash this time. Wing T and give is to Nulon, who gets out to the 10, maybe. Been tough sledding for the fullback tonight. Very tough sledding. 11 carries for just 24 yards. Or 26 yards. Still not much. Not much doing on the inside of that line.
Which, you know, is pretty obvious to everyone. I don't know why they keep doing that.
Yeah. Well,
because they couldn't go outside either.
Soften up the middle and spread things out on the outside. But, again, deep in your own territory here from your own 10-yard line now. Atsevez under center. Back to pass. Three-step drop. Firing to the outside. Has a man out there. It is incomplete. Terrific defense to knock it away. Right at the first down marker was Tom Foster, and Vince Pupio comes up to swat it down. And Atsevez connected on his first pass tonight, has missed on his next five, and Panthers bring the punt team on again.
Well, I tell you, they can, you know.
You know, well, look, if you're playing defense right there, and if you had to guess, I'm saying I'm going to sit down hard right at the first down mark and say, look, you take your chances.
Throw it here. I'll take a
Panthers
shot.
Have taken several deep shots, haven't worked, and just trying to give themselves a little bit of room. I don't disagree with the pattern. Good job by Nulon to track down a high snap. High wobbling short punt this time. It's going to bounce forward and roll across the 45 and out past the midfield stripe even, all the way to the Springfield 48.
Not a pretty one.
Mazur's going to dop it there. Not a pretty one, but great job by Nulon to get rid of it, or that ball's going through the end zone for a safety.
Yep, absolutely. He jumped a good couple of feet to pick that thing up.
Good work by Zach. Give him 42 on the punt, no return. Again, he has been awfully good. Averaged almost 40 yards a punt. Well, he averages 40 yards a punt coming into tonight, and he's boomed a couple others.
And that's the first bad long snap I think we've seen this season.
Yeah, and still not awful. So
yeah, no,
nice
it was
job
caught.
By Chris Rossini there.
It's like any landing you can walk away from is a good one.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Springfield leading by 10. 4:35 to play here in the third. Toss play to the left side, and McKenzie is going to be knocked down at the midfield stripe after a gain of two. Good penetration from Holbert that time, and Hara and Ryan Morris in on the stop. Second down and 8. Clock ticks, 4:12, 4:11 and counting to play here in the third.
It's also a little quiet because the band's on break. They don't come back to the fourth quarter.
That's right. So need the band to start firing it up. 38 yards on 12 carries tonight for McKenzie. He's alongside of Finelli in the backfield, who's in the shotgun. Back to pass, looking down the middle. He goes, has a man out there, and it is caught and intercepted by Springfield at the 30, 35, 40. Jabai Springfield cuts to his left, cuts inside. He's going to hold on to that ball with four white shirts around him. And Jamai's first interception of the season has given the Panthers the football back at the 40-yard line. Pass just a little underthrown off the arm of Finelli. And two turnovers now for the Cougars in this second quarter, in this second half, and the Panthers have to find a way now to cash in.
Boy, nice,
not an easy catch for Jamai Springfield there, but he does a good job adjusting. So, Panthers, nose of the football on their own 40. 3:43 to play here in the third.
All right, come on, guys. Let's get it together now.
Wing T look, of course. Split end to the right is Foster. Tight end to the right as well is John Hara. Fullback is Zach Newland. Motion man is Makai Hill. They give it to Makai off that right side. He cuts inside for a couple. Second down and 8 upcoming. Nice work there from the Springfield defense collapsing quickly. And Tomasiu has an interception tonight. He has been very good in the run game as well from that corner and sometimes free safety position. Second down and 8 as Hill with 21 yards rushing now. Clock ticks, 3:14 and counting to play here in the third. 10-0 Springfield. Panthers from the right hash at their own 42. Two tight ends now. Reeves to the left, Harrod to the right. On second and 8, give is to Newline. A little bit of running room as he spins his way to the 45, but nice work again by 32 in the middle. Pat Clemens. Sophomore, he just looks like a linebacker, doesn't he? 32, he's going to be there more years. Has three interceptions coming into the game, a couple of big hits tonight. And the Panthers now another third down and 5. Denzel Thompson checks out of the game. Maybe a hard count. What do you think? Tom Foster,
won't
split
get him
end
a first
to the
down,
left.
Though.
It'll be close. From the 45 on 3rd and 5. And now they run the reverse to Tommy Foster, trying to turn the corner on this near sideline. They string it out very nicely, and he takes a punishing hit and will lose 2 yards. Great, great job stringing it out by 54. Justin Shields, and coming up to make the big hit is Kennedy and DeVario. So they ran the reverse to Foster, who is a little worse for the wear as he stands up. They lose 2 yards, and it brings up 4th down and 7. Well, nicely defended by Springfield.
Yeah,
nicely done.
No doubt about it. I mean, it's. I mean, I'd have to look at it again on film to see where the blocks failed to make the space.
Newland will punt it away. Kennedy and McKenzie await inside their 30. Good kick from Newland. Spiraling. It's going to back up Kennedy to his 16-yard line. Steps away from the first man down. Cuts inside and then is wrapped up at the 25-yard line. Nice kick there from Newland. They'll give Kennedy 12 on the return or so.
Another 41-yard
punt. And another good kick from Newland. So, 1:30 to play here in this fast-moving third quarter. We've had no breaks. Two turnovers for Springfield has kept this game close. But the Panther offense, still nothing doing. Just not much going on. Tom Foster in the game at corner right now, but still a little worse for the wear after taking a big hit on the last offensive play. Kennedy split to the right. Slot right is Vince Pupio. Receiver split far to the left. Finelli in the gun. Back to pass. Looking underneath bubble screen to Kennedy. He's going to be wrestled down by Foster at the 35. Falls forward to the 36. 37 maybe. And I think that'll move the chains. We'll check the spot here. He's going to be awfully close. I don't think you're going to give him 10 yards and a first down, I believe. Or just shy? No, they will. They'll move the chains. Gain of 10. And that's a nice, safe throw there for Finelli after the interception. And that's the 6th catch of the night for Kennedy, who is 137 yards and the game's lone touchdown. 105 and counting to play here in the thirds. First and 10, Springfield. They have a 10-0 lead. They'll snap it from their 36. Under center is Finelli. Single setback is McKenzie. He's got it on the counter, looking for room off the left side. He's got lots of it at the 45-yard line and wrestled down by Rossini, the free safety with his touchdown-saving tackle. But McKenzie is down to the Panther 44-yard line. That counter play has worked pretty well a couple times tonight. Single setback, and McKenzie by far his best run of the night.
Yeah, Havens kept him in check for small yardage. I'm not too sure whether it's by design for Springfield or what the story is, but they're starting to break it a little wide open now.
McKenzie single setback again. They go with a counter trade to this near side. He sheds two tackles in the backfield. A little fatigue that time as you had two Panthers with a shot at him in the backfield. Instead, he spins forward to the 39, gain of 4 yards. So a 20-yard gain and a 4-yard gain on consecutive carries have McKenzie up to a more respectable 62 on the night on 14 carries. All right. Clock's tick. 9 seconds, 8 seconds, and Springfield's going to walk it to the sideline, and why not? They lead it 10-0, 12 minutes to play in regulation. When we come back, the Panthers needing a big-time comeback here at George L. King Field. So stick with us. Glad you're joining us either live or on the archive. Thanks to our sponsors tonight. We'll be back in a moment on havenfootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Springfield 10, Strathaven nothing. Fourth quarter action ready to begin. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer with his color commentary, engineering, and everything else on havenfootball.net. Pete Fulgenetti helping with the stats and spotting. 10-0 here. 10-7 is your score over in Radnor. Upper Darby on top. 10-7 on Radnor. That helps Strathaven if that score were to hold. Ridley just had a touchdown run called back. It's still tied. Marple and Ridley at 7. On the draw play, McKenzie on a 2nd and 6, and he has wrestled down up high. Brandon King's got him, and Belleville as well. And Jake Fisher in on the stop. So it brings up 3rd down and 3. McKenzie on that run gets give him 3, but that draw looked like it could have gone for a bunch more. Panthers needing a stop in a big way. Need a big defensive play on 3rd down. They go 3 tight ends. Single setback. This is McKenzie. He's going to push forward for... Oh, he's going to have 1st down yardage. They had him stopped shy. And 2nd and 3rd effort for the 190-pounder. It's going to give him the 31-yard line. A gain of 5 for 1st down. Starting to see some fatigue now from the Panther defense, which has been on the field for most of this second half. Yep. Most of the 3rd quarter. As the offense really went 3 and out for the most part.
Yep.
Twice.
Yeah, twice. We really couldn't do much of anything.
Two defenses forced 2 turnovers, a fumble recovery, as well as an interception. But Panther offense has been stagnated. Here we go. Back to pass, Finelli on 1st and 10. He wants it all down the far sideline. Single coverage out there, incomplete. Nice coverage by Foster on number 9, Kennedy. So Joe Kennedy looking for his 2nd touchdown of the night, but that one falls incomplete, and Springfield says, hey, we'll take our shot there. Heads Foster singled up, and nice work from Foster, who was the Central League Player of the Week as a defensive back with 2 interceptions and a fumble recovery a week ago against Pencrest.
You know, the bottom line is Haven can cover the long passes because, you know, they know to be there when they go long. It's when they're short that Haven likes to play them very soft. And I'm just surprised Springfield doesn't keep doing it.
2nd and 10, gives to McKenzie off the right side, and he's going to carry people down near the 1st down marker. He's going to have at least 9. We'll see when they unpile. And this is where, again, I think you take your shot on 1st down and say, yeah, we're going to hand it off 2 or 3 more times.
Yep.
Run 2 more minutes off the clock at the very least. McKenzie starting to assert himself here. 17 carries, 79 yards. after a first half with only 26 yards rushing. Here we go. On second down and one. It's McKenzie one more time. Off right tackle. Still on his feet after first contact, and he's inside the red zone at the 18-yard line. So McKenzie, give him four more. And then again, they'll move the sticks, which again, unless the Panthers can force a third turnover here, you'll be looking at two fewer minutes off the clock at least. All right, Ridley has kicked a 27-yard field goal, 10-7. Ridley on top of Marple with 7:27 to play in the fourth. Here, 10 minutes and counting to play in the fourth. Motion man on first and 10, gives to McKenzie on the delay, off the right side and just off tackle and pounding away. Springfield line doing the job right now. Dan Gluck, Alex Pinto and friends off that right side. Just leading the way for McKenzie, who has the eight. Let's see where they spot this.
Ten.
Oh, they're going to call a flag here. Illegal shift. They're going to back this thing up. All right, well, Strathaven catches another break. That's the first penalty against Springfield in the second half. Again, they hurt themselves badly in the first half with a couple of mistakes, but we'd been laundry free here in the second half till that moment. They'll back it up to the 22-yard line, first and 15 now. Clock ticks, 9:48, 9:47 and counting to play here in regulation, 10-0 Springfield. Strathaven trying to turn it around. Finelli will line up under center in no hurry. Receivers split to either side, slot left. McKenzie is your setback. They draw to him one more time. He goes up the middle, still on his feet across the 20, down near the 15 or so. Let's see. He ran right up the back of one of his linemen who got rolled up on just a little bit. Good news there. Justin Shields is okay. He stood right back up and is going to walk off a little something that stings there. He'll be okay. Good news for Springfield. Gain of six on first down for McKenzie, who's now up to 89 yards on his 19 carries. Tight end to the right is Steve Sulpizio. Two receivers to the left. Sulpizio motions now from right to left, and they follow him to this near side, and McKenzie's going to be squashed this time. Great job by Harrod to turn him around, and then lots of Panthers in on the stop. Healy, Hill, and Brandon King swarm him back at the 22-yard line. That's a big loss there. It's going to bring up third down. And about 14, all the way back to the 23. So, Panthers need a stop in a big way. My guess is you get anywhere in the neighborhood of 8 to 10 yards here for Springfield as you're probably bringing your kicker on.
I would think.
Tight end to the left, Sulpizio. Two receivers to the left as well. Panthers motion that way, and now coming after him, the quarterback in the throw is caught by, no, incomplete. Incomplete. Nice job by Morris. Great pressure from Hill, and it falls incomplete. Panthers bring the blitz. Finelli had to get rid of it sooner than he wanted, and now Jack Corey will attempt his second field goal of the night. Well, actually, no, third field goal of the night.
Right.
One for two so far. He was a yard short from 39, connected from 24 on the final untimed play of the first half. This one will be from 40 yards out. Corey, the left footer, and now timeout. And Springfield. Okay. Springfield's going to call time here and talk things over. We're going to take a short timeout with them. We haven't had many of them here in this fast-moving football game. 8:03 to play when we come back. Springfield leading by 10 on HavenFootball.net.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Jack Corey for a 40-yard field goal attempt. Ball spotted. Kick is away. It is going to be close and good. Corey sneaks it over the crossbar. 13-0 Springfield. He's 2 for 3 on the night. 7 points to his credit. And Delaware County's leading scorer, well, tied for the leading scoring spot coming into tonight, has tacked on 7 more tonight. And he'll keep that spot all to himself as Strathaven has been blanked thus far. All right, stick with us. Be back. We have a 30-second commercial. See if the Panthers will come back trailing by 13. 8:02 to play here in the fourth. Be back in just a moment on havenfootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are...
We're back. Corey with a 40-yard field goal. Now here's a squib kick. It's going to be fielded by Foster at the 11-yard line. Looking for running room. He's all bottled up here at the left hash. Going to try to bounce outside. Cuts back inside. Still on his feet at the 30-yard line. And he's met there by Strawley, Marasio, and a few other white jerseys to drop the Panther Jr. at the 30-yard line. 13-0 Springfield as we're back here in the fourth quarter. 7:52 to play in regulation. Panthers needing 2 touchdowns and needing them right quick. Quakertown beats Cheltenham, or leads Cheltenham, 36-6. Interboro up 41-6 now on Chester. So the Bucks nearly victimized in week one by the Panthers. They have turned it around since. Here, 1st and 10 for Strathaven. Evan Atsevez under center. Foster split end to the left. Wing to the left is Hill. Back to pass is Atsevez after a play fake. Looking under heavy pressure, and down he goes. They get to him for the first time tonight. And Atsevez slow to get up. Back inside the 20-yard line. He's going to be okay. Good sign there as he helps himself up. Kevin Deal and Justin Shields combine on the sack back at the 21. Loss of 9. 2nd down and 19 now. Well, it's going from bad to worse here for the Panthers.
Yep, I don't understand why you're trying to. I mean, I know you're running out of time, but do some short passes. You know, they know you want to go long, so they're going to start bringing them.
I'm going to credit that with a coverage sack, too. Boy, there has just been no room to throw it. Makai Hill split to the left. Foster split to the right. Cover 2 look here for Springfield. Back to pass and incomplete. Atsevez low and outside with a slant pass attempt. It's going to bring up 3rd down and 19 now.
He may be a little rattled.
Yeah, timing just a little bit off on the pattern and the throw. Well behind Foster that time. But, yeah, he took a heavy hit on that 1st down sack by Kevin Deal. Deal's had himself quite a junior season. He had a punt block for a touchdown against Laura Marion. He recovered a fumble and ran it back for a score against Radnor. And a sack now tonight for 73 in white. Split end to the right is Tommy Foster. On 3rd and 19, Atsevez is back. Looking. Deep ball down the near sideline, and it is incomplete. Very well covered once again by Strawley, and brings up 4th down and 19. 3 and out go the Panthers after a sack and 2 incompletions. And, boy, the Springfield defense has given up very, very, very small windows to throw this football in.
I tell you, if it hadn't been for the turnovers that Springfield's made, this could be a much more brutal score.
Yeah. 13-0. Panthers were shut out a year ago, 28-0 by Springfield. So you're looking at having to go back.
Because last year was a year we couldn't score a touchdown.
Well,
so
it's running out of time now. 6:57. Panthers are on to punt it away. New line. Booms one. Wobbler. It's going to come down to Kennedy, who signals fair catch and makes it at the 48-yard line. Over on that far sideline. So good field position for the Cougars with 6:51 to play here in regulation. Panthers need a turnover, a defensive score, something to turn this thing around. My guess is Springfield's going to turn and hand it to 13 again and again and again. Jaden McKenzie has piled up the yardage here. 19 carries for 87 yards. 61 of those coming here in the second half. And starting to wear down the silver and black. So, again, Strathaven has not beaten Springfield since 2012 on a last-second field goal by Mark Sheba.
Yep.
Here, Splits to either side, tight ends to either side. On give is to Shovlin in the game at tailback this time, and he's off the right side for a gain of about seven as they run him out of bounds on the far sideline. Sean Daly in the game. Good to see him out there. And gain of seven for Shovlin takes it to the Strathaven 45. So third down and second down and three. Springfield in the next couple of weeks has Pencrest next week and then finish with Garnet Valley and Haverford. And
that
could
be
very well,
games, yeah.
You know, for Springfield's sake, if it continues to go well over the next six-plus minutes and next week against Pencrest, you know, they're playing for a Central League title.
Oh,
looking
no
for
doubt.
Their second one in 3 years. All right. Here, still a lot of football to go. Two tight ends, two receivers, and give us to Shovlin on second down off the left side. And you're going to end up with a flag on the far sideline. I think you're going to have illegal formation where you had both split ends off the line of scrimmage. I think they're going to end up with one man short on the line of scrimmage, but we'll see. Shaking up on the play here is number 50, Derek Strain, but he'll check out momentarily for Springfield. Hopefully he's okay. He's going to jog off under his own power. Good sign there. Rob Dubois checks out of the game for the Panthers at the moment.
Well, it's illegal formation. You have to march it off from the original line of scrimmage, don't they? Yeah, illegal procedure.
Right.
Why is he
so this is going to be, they'll march this back from, yeah, okay, they'll get that right. Okay, so from the 45, they'll march it back to the midfield stripe, and it'll bring up second down and about eight. So we mentioned, you know, Springfield, assuming all goes well tonight and against Pencrest, you have Garnet Valley 2 weeks from now. They finish with Haverford, who at the moment only has one loss
right.
in the league.
That could be two good games.
And, you know, you could be playing for, you know, two or three-way ties in Week 10 for the Central League title. Who knows what happens with the rest of Marple Newtown. They trailed Ridley 10-7 at the
and
moment.
Don't play Springfield this
and
year.
Back to pass, looking, and Finelli under heavy pressure, and down he goes! Brandon King's going to get his first sack of the season. Holbert and Healy in the neighborhood as well. Good decision by Finelli, honestly. He was under heavy pressure and was throwing that was going to be a problem. So a loss of five on the play. Brandon King with a stop. And gives Springfield another shot at it on third down and 13. Foster checks back into the game at corner. Sean Daly in at free safety. Jemiah Springfield in at the other corner. And they're dealing with three wide receivers. Spence to the right. Kennedy to the left, slot left as well is Pupio. Panthers show blitz, Belleville, here he comes up the middle. And they give to Shovlin, who's got some room now, ran around that blitz, and he's near a first down yardage. Well, blitz came up the middle, they went off the left tackle, and Shovlin rips off 13 and a first down. Panthers have guessed right a couple times with that blitz tonight. Not that time. And now it's going to cost them another 2 or 2 to 3 minutes off the game clock. They trail 13-0, 5:27 to play in regulation. Good work there by the Cougars. Good clock management and just good play calling. Alan Martin has just picked off a pass for Ridley. You remember he had two interceptions mm-hmm. against Strathaven. He's come up with another big play. Ridley with the ball and leading 10-7 late in the fourth.
Ooh.
Under center is Finelli. Turns, gives to Shovlin off left tackle. Lots of room this time. One man to beat as he cuts inside. 20, 15, 10, 5, and Phil Shovlin will put the nail in the coffin, I believe. 4:53 to play here in regulation, and Shovlin goes 42 for the score. Well, the Panthers have done a great job tonight keeping the horses in the barn out of the backfield. But just one too many missed tackles tonight and have... You know, kept the defense on the field. If you get the stop on third and long there, you get your defense off the field, you get them a breather. But we've seen it too many times. A third down conversion turns into big trouble on the next play. Ball spotted, kick is away. Corey with plenty of leg, and it is good. Geez, 2 for 2 on the night with his extra points, 2 for 2 on the field goals. 8 more points on the evening for Corey, and 4:53 to play. Panthers trail by 20. Trying to get the offense going when we come back here on HavenFootball.net.
This broadcast is copyrighted by HavenFootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without HavenFootball.net's consent is prohibited.
is Dan Baker, public address announcer for the Philadelphia Phillies and the Philadelphia Eagles. And you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Baker, for sending it back. 20-0, Springfield trying for their second straight shutout of Strathaven in as many years. 4:53 to play here in the fourth, and Jack Corey has it teed one more time. My guess is they don't want to kick it anywhere near Tom Foster, but we'll see. He's flanked by Mazur and Jemai Springfield, and the line drive is going to come to Mazur, and he fields it on a hop at the 12-yard line. Up the left half, here comes Hunter Mazur. He lowers the shoulder and is pushing the pile. Still on his feet, stand, bounces out of trouble. 40, 45, 50, Mazur with one man to beat. Dances outside, and here he goes. Mazur at the 20, 15, 10. He will go 89 for the score. Second and a third effort. Just fantastic from 25. Touchdown, Panthers. Wow.
Wow is right.
Keep the legs pumping, and the senior delivers. That could be the play of the game, I would think, huh?
yeah, I would say that rates right up there.
Hunter Mazur has not had many chances to run the ball in the kick game this year, but that time just bounced out of the pile, and that is some strength and then some speed. Faked inside. I thought Corey had a pretty good angle on him to make a stop there, and just flat out speed down the near sideline. Emmett Young to attempt the extra point. And oh. Panthers jumped. Panthers will back him up 5 yards here. So the Panthers with their first kick return touchdown in a couple of years. Did not have one of those a year ago, but good to see him. Good to see the special teams get on the board.
Where do you pick that ball up at?
At the 11.
At the 11.
We're going to call that an 89-yard, unofficial, you can check the tape, but we're going to call it an 89-yard kick return score at the 4:37 mark for Hunter Mazur, his first ever special teams touchdown. Ball spotted, kick is away, plenty of leg from Young, and it is good. 20-7 is our answer. Well, stick with us. Be back in a moment. The Panthers not done yet with 4:37 to play in regulation. Glad you join us live on the archive on HavenFootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
4:37 remaining in the fourth quarter. My guess is the onside kick is coming. Strathaven trailing 20-7 after Hunter Mazur's 89-yard kick return. And the onside kick is fielded very nicely by Springfield. Diving forward on it is number 5. Anthony DeVario, good hands at the midfield stripe, and Springfield will take over. But 89-yard kick return score for Mazur has given the home crowd a chance to scream and yell for just a moment. And now the defense, with 3 timeouts still, needs to find a way. Needs to find a way to get a stop, get a turnover, strip the ball, whatever it might be. All right. Perk Valley on top of Springford, 28-9. Phoenixville has gone final. They beat Pottstown 27-18, so the Phantoms still alive in the playoff picture as well. Finelli under center. 2 tight ends, 2 receivers. Give is to McKenzie. Off the right side, he gives ground back in his own territory. Makai Hill's got him slung down for a loss. Makai throws him for a loss of 5. Second down and 15 upcoming. Clock ticks, 4:24 and counting. To play in regulation, Panthers, if you can get a stop here, may need to start thinking about using a timeout. happy to take their time are the Cougars. Finelli jogs in the play. Four will be inside of 4 minutes when we snap the ball here. And two receivers to the right. I'm sorry, to the left and one to the right. Give is to McKenzie on the counter, and the Panthers waiting for it this time. Holbert and friends have him wrapped up, and the Panthers do call timeout immediately. So give McKenzie just a yard. And now Panthers, still with two timeouts in their pocket, need a third and 13 stop. And, hey, this was no gimme here. The Cougars have been absolutely fantastic on third down. I'll have to check out the stats later on this weekend on havenfootball.net, the game stats. But it seems most of the time on third down tonight, Springfield's come up with a big play. Unionville has come back and defeated Great Valley 13-10. That's gone final. So Unionville and Great Valley both in the playoff picture, and really may just end up kind of flipping spots there. Both at 4-3 now, but Unionville on top of the Chestmont American Division with that win. They've grabbed control of it. So both of them still in very good shape for the playoffs and still favorable schedules for both teams coming forward. But a big game over in the Chestmont. Tonight's gone final. 13-10, Unionville wins. Here, third and 14 from their own 47-yard line. Finelli under center. Panthers show blitz. McKenzie off the left side. He's going to be grabbed. Still runs through a tackle, but nice work by Belleville to track him from behind. They're going to give him the line of scrimmage, maybe. Might even lose a yard. And the Panthers use their second timeout, 3:35 to play here in regulation. And the Panthers are going to get the football back. Good work from the Panther defense. All right, well, I will say we've seen stranger things happen, but this would be absolutely spectacular.
This would be up in football miracle land. But I would accept a couple of quick scores, you know, as a possibility. I think the problem is Atsevez really has to be right on the money here. Well, you know, hopefully not get buried too far back on this punt.
Can you go get a big play in the punt game, maybe? Well, how about a punt block?
Yeah, you could try.
We've seen that. Think back to 2010. Yep. Springfield and Strathaven in the first round of the district semifinals. Chaz Fisher blasting through, blocking a punt down near the end zone, and Alex Gasitz scooping it up after P.J. Plummer forced a fumble. One can dream, can he?
Listen, that's what this is all about.
All right, standing deep to kick it away is Vince Puppio. He waits for the snap at the 38-yard line. Foster and Rossini await at their 20. Snap is a good one. He gets it away, good, and it'll be Rossini with a chance here at the 21-yard line. Up the right sideline, he's got some room out near the 40. They'll give him the 39, I believe, or maybe even the 40. Give him the 39-yard line. So Rossini a little slow to get up. Seems to be okay, and that would be trouble because he's the long snapper as well. All right, so Panthers will have it at their own 39-yard line, first down. Rossini with 18 on the punt return. Nice stop there again from Pat Clemens. Evan Atsevez on the offense sets up first and 10 at the 39, at their own 39. Atsevez connected with Foster on his first completion, first pass attempt of the night. He's missed on all seven since. Motion man is Hunter Mazur. Back to pass. Looking. Atsevez. Down the middle he goes. Foster's out there and incomplete. Overthrown.
Open,
and
too.
Again, he's open sort of. But, boy, they stay under and over coverage. Bracket coverage there underneath with Strawley. And right over top of him was Kennedy, I believe. I don't know. Hard to see the numbers down there. Springfield's got a lot of single-digit numbers running around in their secondary. So, that was Kennedy over the top. Second down and 10. Panthers will try it again. Foster split end to the right. Tight end to the left is John Harrah. Eight-man front. Back to pass, Atsevez on the waggle, rolling to his right side. He's going to tuck it and run. He sheds a tackle, but his run out of bounds. Good speed there from 56. Dan Gluck, the nose guard, runs him down and pushes him out after a gain of just one. Third and 9. So, again, two more cracks at it here for the Panthers. 3:15 to play here in regulation. Archbishop Ryan's on top of winless Archbishop Carroll. 20-7 with 5 minutes to go. So Carroll trying to turn things around up there with Strathaven alum Dan Connor. Have a tough, tough division to deal with. Shanahan 42, Oxford 21 after three quarters. Here, Tom Foster split end to the left on 3rd and 9 from the 40-yard line. Motion man is Mazur. Back to pass is Atzevez. Looking, fire into the flat. It is underthrown, incomplete. Looking for Jemiah Springfield. And it's going to bring up 4th and 9. And Atzevez ended up on the seat of his pants again. Good pressure there from the Springfield front four. 4th and 9, 3:11 to play in regulation. And the Panthers, hey, it only needs one big play, right?
Well, right now it should work on worrying about 10 yards.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. never mind the stat sheet. It just takes one big throw, one big catch, something to get it going.
You know, the only numbers that are making a difference are the ones on the scoreboard. Everything else is a conversation.
From the 40, Panthers last gasp here. Wing left and back to pass is Atzevez. Looking, has time. Fires down the far side. Jemiah Springfield is out there, but it is intercepted at the 33-yard line. The jump ball won by number 9, Joe Kennedy. Shades of a week ago where he wrapped up the Ridley win.
Not quite
double
as
coverage.
Dramatic.
Well, right, but double coverage with Strawley and about the same kind of circumstance. Ball up in the air, and he wins the jump ball. Second interception tonight off the arm of Evan Atzevez, and now 3:06 to play here in regulation, and Panthers need a miracle of miracles here.
Well, I think we're beyond that point.
Just one timeout left here for the Silver and Black. Ridley leads 17-14 on top of Marple Newtown with 1:33 to play. Ridley has the football. All right. Well, Green Raiders trying to knock Marple Newtown from the ranks of the undefeated.
Which would leave Springfield, right?
Which would leave Springfield as the only undefeated team left in the Central League. Give inside is to Shovlin on first down. He pushes across the 35 to the 38-yard line. Gain of 5 for Shovlin, who, again, was held in check for most of the evening and now largely on the strength of a 42-yard touchdown run. It is up to 12 carries for 93 yards. Luke Healy checks out of the game, as does John Harrah. 2:35, 2:34 and counting to play here in regulation. 20-7, Springfield on top. Split end to the left is Spence. Two tight ends and a fullback with an I formation behind Finelli. It's Shovlin straight ahead, just barreling his way forward. Give him across the 40 to the 42, and the Panthers will use their third and final timeout here with 2:16 to play in regulation. Third and short upcoming. We'll take a short timeout with them. Thanks again to our sponsors for keeping us on the air every week. Be back in a moment. Can Springfield close it out? They're on top by 2 scores here on HavenFootball.net.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan. Give Wilson a call today at 888-607-2621.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Third down and about almost 2 here for Springfield. Panthers out of timeouts now, 20-7. Springfield on top with 2:16 to play. They've gone final up in Radnor Township. Upper Darby 10, Radnor 7. That helps Strathaven in a big, big way.
Yep.
Another final upcoming after this play. Third and a yard from the 43. I formation gives the fullback this time and pushing his way forward for a first down on his first carry of the night, Dwayne Snipes.
Number
35 is going to be moving the chains and moving Springfield now just 2 minutes away from their 7th straight victory to start this season. Gain of 3 for Snipes. And just a really terrific defensive effort again here from Springfield.
Absolutely smothering. I mean, we had our moments, but couldn't put anything together.
Honestly, good defensive effort from Strathaven, too. Belleville on the blitz on first down. It's shoveling off left side, and he's got some room. Nobody else out here on this near sideline. He's up across the 35-30, stiff arms a man, and tumbles down to the 26. Good second effort from Shovlin, a great effort from Hara and Nick O'Connor to track him down. But he'll take it all the way to the Strathaven 26-yard line and put him well over 100 yards for the night. Shovlin with the exclamation point, and the Panthers now will fall to 3-4 on the season. Speaking of other finals, Ridley 17, Marple 14. No longer. So Springfield now, a minute and change from being the only undefeated team remaining in the Central League. Haverford wins tonight. They have one loss in the league. So they, and at Garnet Valley, two losses in the league, but they have won 35. They're up 35-14, the last we heard. Denzel Thompson wraps up the tailback here on the first down carry. Second down and 8 upcoming. Clock ticks now. 58 seconds, 57 seconds. So congrats to Chris Britton and the Cougars. They are going to be 7-0. Pencrest, Garnet Valley, and Haverford are their final three games. And still, regardless of what happens over these next 3 weeks, Springfield has all but sealed up a playoff berth with this win tonight. And still, they have bigger things in mind over on Leamy Avenue, namely a second Central League title in the last 3 years. So they'll have to get through Pencrest, Garnet Valley, and Haverford to do it. Panthers see their playoff hopes take a hit tonight. But they've gotten help from elsewhere. They are still very much in the hunt, even at 3-4 when the clock ticks down to 0. So we're at 15 seconds, 14 seconds. And thanks again to everybody here at Strathaven for getting us set up. Nice to be back in the friendly confines at George L. King Field. Mike's in his comfy chair.
Yes.
But a little less comfy for the Panthers tonight. They fall 20-7 as the clock strikes 0 here at George L. King Field. Teams will line it up. And we'll be back in just a moment for a post-game recap, scores from elsewhere, and a plan for next Friday night. Stick with us. Glad you're joining us here live or on the archive right here on havenfootball.net.
High school playoff football is almost here. Havenfootball.net will be bringing you all the playoff excitement by broadcasting one playoff game each week right up to the District 1 Championships. Playoffs start November 4th. Don't miss 1 minute of all the excitement and thrills of playoff football. Go to havenfootball.net for dates and times of each broadcast. Our broadcasts will be available live and on our archives. Havenfootball.net. High school football never sounded so good.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field, a hard-fought defensive battle. Panthers just wore down at the end, but still came up with a couple of big plays on defense, some turnovers, a tremendous kick return for Hunter Mazur's first special teams touchdown of his career. Kept this thing close, but ultimately it was Springfield shutting down the Panther running attack in a big, big way. Panthers came in averaging 215 yards on the ground. Tonight, Mike, they're well under 100, and in the second half I counted, oh my goodness, the rushing yards in the second half are single digits.
Yeah,
and again,
which
much
is what they did. Well,
what
we talked
did to
about
Ridley.
It.
Yep.
Yeah, that there are the Springfield as good as they are Beckins better second half team. They make adjustments, and you know Haven is running their same programs, and it, you know, I was thinking while I was watching this game. There's no team today that we would consider successful that has continually run the same formations and same plays for the last 25 years. They've all made adjustments that change the game. And I just think, you know, if high school football has moved beyond what we were doing 10 or 15 years ago, and we're going to have to make some adjustments, particularly to our talent. I mean, these kids played their hearts out. They still have a tackling issue. They're still having trouble making that happen. And we may not have the breakaway guy on the team, but, you know, the bottom line is – we're close enough, you know, we're this close to being more competitive. And maybe we'll find the formula for that in the next few games. And we certainly have a couple of big challenges in Garner Valley and Marple. Radnor is no slouch either. We'll have to take them on and be serious. So next week in Garner Valley and, you know, time to regroup and see what we can figure out.
Maybe the Panthers get a little healthier a week from now. And, again, hopefully everybody comes out of this one feeling a little better about a terrific effort against a terrific team. And, again, just added some wrinkles to the offense tonight, but still, give credit where credit is due.
Oh, no doubt.
They ran some different patterns, changed up a couple formations, ran some reverses, and Springfield just flat out beat them with their feet. They're just faster, they're quicker, and they were in good position all evening. So, again, congrats to Coach Britton and the Cougars. They are atop the Central League through 7 weeks. Panthers will try to regroup on the road on Smithbridge Road in Glen Mills next week. 7 o'clock kickoff will be on the air at 6:45 for pregame when Garnet Valley will host. Your Strathaven Panthers still very much in the hunt for a 5A playoff berth here in District 1. Thanks again to our halftime guest. Mike, you want to introduce?
It's Carter Krause.
Yep.
Thank
you, Carter.
Who's a senior at Strathaven.
Thanks again for Carter. Carter's efforts in working with us tonight. Thanks again to Pete Fulginetti for the stats, the spotting, everybody at Strathaven for getting us set up here in the booth, and certainly to Mike Mayer for the color commentary, the engineering, and everything else on havenfootball.net. Check us out over the next few days. We will certainly have stats, scoring updates, stories from other places around District 1 in the Central League. And we'll catch you again 7 days from now over in Glen Mills. One more time, Springfield 20, Strathaven 7 at George L. King Field. Brian Carroll bringing to you again next week. Good night, everybody, and great football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.